Guy your friend?
Yeah.
Would you go to Red Lobster with me?
Yeah.
Is B's brother your friend?
Yeah.
Would you go to Red Lobster with him?
Yeah, but I don't want you
guys
to
but there's
to
a
make...
but. Interesting. So the problem's with us.
Well, yeah, no.
We're not going to make fun of this.
Yeah, I don't
no, we
don't
would
want
never.
You guys to make fun of it.
We're not making fun of it. We don't make fun of anything.
Make fun of it how?
To like you guys make fun of him all the time.
No, we don't. He makes fun of us.
He's spit in Lenny's face.
Yes.
For all the things Lenny's done for him.
Yes.
Got him dates, buying him suits.
Yep.
Unlimited car rides.
Yep. Apple haircut. Crown. You know how many times I got in the haircut? You know how many times I've been yelled at by his mother? For trying to help him?
Favorite.
Now, let's talk more about this. Let's say we don't go to the Red Lobster. Let's say we go somewhere a little nicer with it. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
We're not making... What if we said we're not making fun of him? We're just going to have a date and have some fun.
That's fine. Well, no, the whole...
Pump a golfing game!
Thing...
Would you go to pump a golfing games with him as a start? That's how you get chicks. We all know this. I'm not saying
that
such a
guy don't. I wish Bach actually went putt footing that one time that
not
he.
Not as much as Lenny does.
This puppy is so stupid. He should have took it off. Shut up. Why?
No, we were going to.
And then
we went to see Wonder Woman instead.
Ever. Because he's lame-o.
We were going to go putt putting.
Be honest. And we're off the record. There's no microphone right now. If he would have took you to putt putt and lost on purpose, you would have slept with him, right?
Well, I slept with him anyway.
But you would have, right?
No, I hate when people let me win.
What if you didn't know that he let you win?
Well, you can usually tell if someone's not trying.
Not really. No. I'm really good at, like, pretending that I'm trying, but I'm actually not. I actually turn it into a science.
Well, he's super competitive, so I feel like he wouldn't want to purposely lose.
But what... Okay, then that's the reason why he would let you purposely lose. Would you be more, like, into that or not into that?
No, I wouldn't want someone to alter how they play.
What happens if he did that and you didn't know that, though?
Well, then I just wouldn't know.
Exactly. So you'd be excited because you're playing mini golf and you won. Because mini golf is like the greatest date activity ever.
It is a good date activity.
It's fantastic.
Now I want to go mini golfing.
Yeah, well, guess what? And I've got somebody who's going to go mini golfing with you. If it was a little earlier in the day, I would go with you too, and Joe K would too. Mini golf. Yes. Come on. See, are we making fun of anybody right now? No.
No.
See, you're not understanding it. You've got to embrace this, Molly Morgan.
I think it's just because of the field I work in. And
what field do you work in?
I'm a counselor.
You're a counselor too? Is that you know Valerie?
Yeah, we worked together.
She needs a counselor. Can you be her counselor?
I can't be her counselor.
Being her counselor so far when I talk to her gives me a headache sometimes.
I think she likes you as her counselor.
Mm-hmm. That girl's a very interesting case study.
She's great.
I enjoy talking to her sometimes.
I love her.
Who are you trying to ruin now?
No, I was talking about Valerie Testa, how I enjoy talking to her sometimes, but sometimes she gives me a headache.
She's a great girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not always. Her college, I told her, she goes, well, I told her I'm not going to go out with her ever until her nails match her shirt. Because she was wearing mint foam with blue nails. And she goes, hey, so she walks right up to me, she goes, when are we going? I want to go to dinner. When are we going to dinner? And I'm like, listen, I go, I'll make you a deal. And she goes, what's that? I go, when your nails match your shirt, I said, I'm in. And she goes, well, this nail polish is going to be on for 2 weeks. I go, well, then I'll see you in 2.5 weeks.
Why can't she just buy a shirt tomorrow that matches her nails?
Well, you tell her. I told her the second her nails match her shirt, we're good.
Oh, okay. So it's not that her nails.
Yeah, you can tell her. I told her that.
It's not that her nails.
Did she find her phone?
Did she lose her phone?
Don't you remember coming in the bar going, hey, Lenny, she lost her phone?
Oh, yeah. She found it.
Okay. Well, you can tell her I said that. When her nail... Well, I told her that twice. Because she brought it up twice. I said, when your nails match your shirt, we're good. And I said, they don't have to match your shirt. They have to go with it. Like royal blue and mint foam green do not go together.
No.
And I tried to explain that to her, but she was just not having any of it. But I couldn't do it in a mean way because I had signed the verbal contract, and I couldn't be mean, so I had to say it.
You kept retracting that.
I'd like 9 times. Oh my God, it was terrible. Joke, I literally, she would say something, I would attack her, and then I would retract it. You could see the smoke coming out of her ears. She's like, you can't keep doing that.
That just means you're going to keep doing it.
That's exactly what I did.
I didn't do it on purpose.
It's sometimes I talk so fast I can't help it.
Yes, sometimes. That's all the time.
I have no off switch.
Yeah. They make drugs for that nowadays.
Well, because remember I was telling you, like, I just can't help myself. Like, we were talking, remember Mikey? When he was asking about Nikki, and I'm like, well, why don't you just ask her how she feels? He goes, I don't know. I go, I'll go do it right now. He goes, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I will walk right up to her and ask her.
Zero fucks, man.
But I came right up to her, and I said, Nikki, I need a moment of your time. I go, 1 to 10, what is he?
A little heartache.
And she looked at me, and she's like, are you kidding me? And I did it right in front of the whole bar. And she goes, who? And I go, him. Mikey. 1 to 10. What is he?
Mikey. I like that we're calling him Mikey.
Yep. And then she goes...
Mikey cuss.
She goes, I don't want to talk about this. And I'm like, oh, we're going to get her to talk about this.
Which, of course, she did.
So she admitted an 8, but she said she hasn't talked to him enough where she can rate his personality. She gave him physically an 8.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Molly Morgan, Mikey, 1 to 10. What do you think physically?
Mikey?
Yeah. Who's
Gordon's
Mikey?
Brother.
Gordon's brother, Mikey.
Oh, wait, boy.
We're rating him physically.
Choke on that one again, like Mal.
10.
10?
Yeah.
Nice. How about his personality?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to him.
See? That's his thing.
Everybody's judging that book by its cover. Its glorious, muscly cover.
Have you talked to him at all?
I think last week I talked to him.
You definitely said some things to him last week. I don't know if we want to talk about those things, but we did.
No, what did I say?
Oh, I don't...
Would you go to play mini golf with him?
Doesn't he have a girlfriend?
For now, but not much.
Okay, what if he breaks up with his girlfriend?
I mean, he's slept on the couch for like 6 straight weeks. I don't think he's...
Yeah, I did that for... I was married for the last year and a half. No, I didn't sleep on the couch. I just left.
He fucking hates her.
We were separated.
She's the C word to him every day of his life, so...
Who would you rather go to Red Lobster with, Mikey or Beast Brother?
Why can't it be both?
Would you go with both of them?
At the same time?
Oh my god, seriously. You guys could have a threesome at Popeye. Like, because, you know, they do foursomes and stuff. We could just
They all go to putt-putt together, and whoever does better in putt-putt gets to go to the final with Molly.
You win putt-putt, you win Molly Morgan's heart. Well, maybe can we get a third? Can we get a foursome? Give me a third candidate. Throw a name in the air for me. We got Mikey, we got
Molly. What other guy would you want in your foursome?
Throw one in the... Come on, throw one out for me right now.
Okay.
Come on. This is our version of F, Mary, Kill without the F, Mary, Kill music.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't play it, Jim. That's not what he wants.
Jimmy, can you pull the tuxedo out of putt-putt?
Yes.
And literally, like, announce that, like, here is the battle for Molly Morgan's heart, like, on the first hole, in the Jimmy voice. Welcome to the Molly Morgan Invitational.
No, it's gotta be whispery. It's like...
Can we call it the Molly Morgan Invitational?
B's brother on the approach here.
Who's it? Quit changing the subject. Who's the number 3?
I don't know. What. You guys are Come good on, at picking got, people.
No, you do. You have Molly, to pick it. Your
you're very good at picking guys.
I was awful at picking guys.
Based
clearly.
On their
physical...
Summer of George.
I'm sorry.
Somebody we
you're best
respect.
On at picking train wreck guys. That would be great for being a third of this.
Give us a third.
Come on. There's got to be... Come on, that you just be like, just screw it. You'll be
give
the
a
third guy
that
in
you
this
know
person.
Will come in a putt-putt too, because he's got to participate in the Molly Morgan Invitational. Can we make this a thing? I'm thinking Molly Morgan Invitational, we're going to putt-putt.
Yeah, obviously.
I want the good one with the windmill and the clown and stuff. Is there one like that?
Why haven't you built your own mini golf course yet?
If I have to, I will for this.
I haven't gone anywhere in a long time. I don't know if there's like a... Adventure Landing.
Adventure Landing's like it, yeah.
Okay, good. If we have to go out of state, we will. But listen, let's get back on the third one. Who's the third guy?
Jesus, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Can Beast Brother summon the power of Tiger Woods?
Maybe.
Because you know where I'm going tomorrow? I'm going to fly him back from Georgia, and him and I are going to start practicing every day.
Can't be Gilmore and Chubbs.
Yes, exactly. I'll get the wooden hand.
You're
going
to have
care.
To die. And Lee Trevino's just got to look at you like, no, not a thing.
It's not that difficult. Just pick another person you find
maybe
attractive.
Maybe she's just got more than one to choose from.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll pick two. Can we can set up two foursomes? We can turn this into like a whole event?
Look, if you can turn it into a 4-round PGA Glenny golf tournament thing, he'll be probably the happiest he could be.
Can you give us one more? Can you give us one more?
There's two courses, so I think they should play two rounds, to be fair.
Search your soul, Molly Morgan.
Maybe three.
Search your soul.
Search your soul.
Hashtag search your soul.
I'm like going through team by team.
Yeah, don't go by team by team. They're not part of teams. They're people with personalities. They're not part of groups. Why don't you want to pick a team and we'll just pick a couple guys out?
That'd be amazing. Yeah, I guess to get in the invitation, you got to win your team tournament first. You win your team tournament, and then you get the invite into the invitation. That's how you get the invite.
We are so hip in the Molly Morgan Invitational. Can I make this a thing? You're still single, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is so on. This is so on.
That was the worst yes I had to ever say.
Yes, this is not after this invitation.
You're doing a lot better off being single than anything
All right,
else
so far we got Beast Brother, we've got Mikey. Because Mike will do this. We asked Mikey, he'll do it.
Yeah, I think he'll totally
Okay,
do.
And against Beast Brother, it's on.
We
need one more.
We can go to that glow-in-the-dark monster mini-golf.
Whatever we got to do.
There's glow-in-the-dark?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's like you're going to have to sign a contract, obviously, with the film crew.
Yeah. That's
We're going to have t-shirts made again. This is going to be awesome. And they're going to be hashtag Molly Morgan.
Well, they'd have to be blacklight so we can glow in the dark.
Yeah. Deal.
I don't have a third. Someone pick
it. No, you have to. Can we pick it for
Molly.
You?
Molly.
Yeah, I just said someone pick.
Remember that?
That was a day. How do we do these things
Could
sometimes?
Topper be in the foursome? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah,
you'd have to.
Could the winner, could you go on a date with the winner?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Can Bee's brother, can we play handicap though? Like where Bee's brother gets
Bee's
like
brother's
an
definitely going to play
like,
handicap,
can
buddy.
Can we go out golfing with them like beforehand and get like see how good they are? And then give them handicaps?
Michael would have to. He would totally fucking
Okay, we're going to make this a thing.
I know.
Can we videotape this? Jimmy? Can we hire 5-star to do the video?
Gordon on his way here.
We can put the music back in, and instead of Sherry and B's brother, it could still be Go with B's brother, go. It's just Molly Morgan Invitational. Gordon, put your headphones on. Listen to the music. Like, we never had phones.
Lenny.
Gordon, listen to the music.
Gordon just texts me. He goes, well, I now know my Jeep can do 100.
Nice. Jimmy, play the Molly Morgan music for him. Do you remember the music we composed? That you composed?
You composed.
Molly Morgan, here's your music for the...
It's going to be a minute.
Okay, this is going to be awesome.
I love that we've done so much dumb shit over the years that we're remembering things.
When Sherry was going to go on a date with B's brother, I actually had a music setup. We were going to cut a video, and we were going to go to like 80 TSLers' worker homes, and they were all going to hold up signs that said, go B's brother. Like, you know how they do in the hockey montages before the Sabres come on the ice? So now we're going to change it. Instead of Sherry, it's going to be Molly Morgan Invitational. And it's going to be this music. So let me think. When you hear the music, let me know what you think of it.
Okay.
Now imagine you're going to hear people going to be holding up signs that say, go B's brother, go, or hashtag Molly Morgan Invitational. Now imagine right now we're like literally like you're looking over the yonder, like the sunset's coming down and the cars are going
really
fast.
I'm sure
there's
a slight breeze.
There's a plane going over the freaking...
You're in a sundress.
Yep. So you got to imagine all this.
Do I have to wear a sundress?
No, you can wear something. No, you got something a little more revealing than that. We're not going to give it away for free, but you got to show them a little bit.
I feel like a sundress is appropriate.
For this music, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Look, see, here comes the change. Now, here's where we go.
Oh, that was... definitely change.
Because see, now we're getting down to business. It's like business time. I've got another project. This is awesome how this happens. This might just keep me in the fall.
What happened to...
You're not listening to the music.
Okay, what happened to the matchmaker thing you guys are into?
We're going to get there too, but we've got a new project we're working on right now. It's called hashtag Molly Morgan Invitational.
Oh, are we going?
No, we're not going.
Have we been going?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we are? Okay, we got to scratch all that. But what? How's the music sound?
Oh.
Scratch it all. What are you talking about?
Wait till the end. We watch. Keep playing the music, though.
Watch.
It switches
watching?
Again. Super. Okay, listen. Watch. The music changes again. Watch. It changes three times. Be ready for them.
Stop it.
This music is magical.
Bees brother.
It's going to switch again, Molly Morgan. Just wait for it.
What it be?
It's going to be powerful.
Okay.
True story, this is Lenny's ringtone.
You know how much of a genius Jimmy is, though? I wanted both these songs, and Jimmy's like, why can't we just sandwich them together and let's do this? And this is what Jimmy came up with, which I thought was magical. He did it in 5 minutes. That's how good he is.
Yeah, that's what he's here for. That's why he gets 5 stars.
Yeah, Jimmy nailed this one. Video montage. And we still have the music. We just got to switch the name. That's all we have to do. And let's be honest. We like Molly Morgan better than Sherry these days. She's just totally left us. She's gone.
That's what we're opening with, by the way. It's the opening to the show. I don't care.
Yeah, you go with it. You run with it, Joe Keck.
Lenny hates...
She's signed.
Lenny hates Sherry now.
No, I hate Sherry now.
They're fighting again, guys.
You can't hate somebody who was in a hospital with you.
Is that it?
Oh. No.
Oh, it's so long.
Yeah, this
it's going to be a long video montage. Do you have any ex-lovers you want to put on a list? Like, maybe we can get them to hold up signs that we're in the football league? See? Here we go. Oh, we switched again. See? We're ending with the song we started with.
Man, this is ridiculous.
This is awesome.
Man, when everybody zigs, you sure zag, pal.
You got it. Do you have a list of ex-lovers we can use? Like, just like a 30-second, not even like a 4-second video montage? They can hold up signs?
No.
No, like they're giving their what's the word call for?
Come
what's
on.
It called for? They're giving their
in my head.
Yeah, that's all we need.
They're giving their endorsement.
So,
are you waiting for my approval for the song?
Well, do you like the song?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you like the process? Do you like what's happening right now? Were you at the bank when Taylor Pagano went on a prom style date with B's brother?
No, okay. The first banquet I went to was this last one.
Okay, well, this is how it all started. It was a conversation just like this. We're gonna shoot a Jimmy. We're gonna shoot a video. I've got a plan.
Man,
I like that shirt.
Oh, was that the song you were gonna use when B's brother
and Sherry
gave you two paychecks that were legitimate?
Oh, okay, yes. Cool.
Okay.
And the funniest part was I was gonna have a joke where Topper was gonna be sitting at his desk and he was gonna hold up a sign that said "Go, B's brother, go," and then all of a sudden a girl was gonna be under the desk and he was gonna put his one thumb up and then she was gonna put a thumb up, but you would never see her face, and then he would have put his second thumb up.
Oh my god!
I think that would have been pretty funny.
That I can't believe we went through a whole season without him being at the fields.
Topper or B's brother?
B's brother. Topper was 1,000% at the fields. 100,000%. No B's brother. We missed you for like 8 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I had to take some time away.
Well, it is what it is.
So good. I'm still not feeling so good.
You're doing great.
I'm trying.
What?
So when my feelings get hurt.
Your feelings get hurt because you make them get hurt.
No, like when people don't show up at 3 o'clock and hurt my heart.
Yeah, like right here. Like you're literally just dragging this one out, pal.
It was like I thought I was gonna have a heart attack.
Well, you would know what that feels like.
Thump, thump.
You could have just been dehydrated. It was hot.
No,
yeah.
Pretty sure it was a heart problem.
No,
she hit me in the heart. Did you ever somebody do something so mean that your heart slowed down?
I don't think
like,
so.
Like, doesn't just time slow down? It's not really just your heart.
I don't know. At 3:01, all I know is the clock went really slow. And my
did you just leave the fields, too? Did you just go, oh, I'm done here?
No, I dropped to my knees. I looked up into the heavens, and I yelled, why?
I don't think you dropped.
I don't think this happened.
If you dropped your knees, I'm not 100% sure you're getting back.
I had assistance. I grabbed my heart. It was pumping very slow.
Lenny, I swear to God, if you go to the fields and just fall to your knees and grab your heart, the field stop.
That'd be pretty funny.
Because everybody's like, this is it.
He's done.
This is it. The spot Lenny dies is where we're putting the statue. I don't care if it's in the middle of field one.
Did I tell you, I think I told you this funny story. You know Mikey W?
Yeah.
So I want to say 4 seasons ago, remember Touchdown Jesus at Notre Dame?
Yeah.
The wooden statue? Yeah. So it would, and I don't know why I didn't do this. For $2,700, they would have cut up a wooden statue of B's brother. Would have been Touchdown B's brother with his arms out like Jesus. We were going to put it over by the tree line at field 3.
Why are we?
And we were
going to
put red
time.
Ropes around it.
Yeah.
And we were going to put like a big, you know,
that's
red scarf
idea.
Over
that's,
it so you couldn't see it. And then we
that, I'm take, I stole that idea from you for when you do die. I'm going to get you that statue. And it's going to be the Lenny. Touchdown
no, it can't
Lenny.
Be me. Can it be
Touchdown
B's brother?
Lenny.
No, we know Lenny doesn't like that stuff.
Touchdown. It doesn't matter if you're not around to yell at me.
Well, that's true. I'll hunt you from the grave like ghost.
That'd be awesome, though. Then we'd hang out all the time. Ghost Lenny.
Ghost Lenny, pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then, we'll get a wooden statue of you, but with, like, little B's brother under you. Like,
that'd be pretty funny.
Like you're carrying Jesus.
Yeah, when I go, it's probably going to be a heart ailment. My heart already slowed down from the events
of this week. Welcome to the Topper Sports League Podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 18 minutes into your show, and we've finally got our intro. We've got some amazing clips there in the very beginning. Molly Morgan is in the house, as you know. Gordon's on his way. Lenny's on the couch. And Joe K is behind the helm.
I mean, I don't even know if we're really starting yet. Like, should we? He's speeding here right now. I feel bad.
Where is he coming from?
Take your time.
He had to do
He'll
a show.
Here.
He had to do a...
He'll get here.
He had to do a side work job for being an electrician in Clarence Center. I mean, last time he was late, it's because he got in a fight with a doorbell. So I guess I'll tell the story because I don't really care. So he's my friend Drew, who is having a child any day now. He's building something in his basement, building like a bedroom or a nursery or something in the basement. So he asked Gordon, hey, can you help me out with some of the electrical stuff, whatever. What are you doing, bud? You're going
to
blame that?
I'm not used to this couch.
You need to be in your spot. At least be in your old spot then. But
I'm talking to my new friend, Molly Morgan.
We're just going to not sit like on opposite ends of the couch.
That's true. But so Gordon, we had hockey or whatever, and he was like, oh, I'll be there. No problem. I just got to finish this one little thing. So he was like looking at the whatever box he was trying to move, and he noticed that the doorbell just wasn't quite where he wanted it to be. So he decided, oh, I'll just take it apart and move it a little bit. And then he, you know, forgot how to put it back together. So he ended up getting like an hour fight with the doorbell trying to figure out how to get it to work. He finally got it to work, but you know, he was just significantly behind. So
poor doorbell.
So call Gordon Cuss for all of your electrician needs, everybody.
Yay, Gordon.
Right. So Molly, let's go back more into the Invitational here. You have to have another person. It can't be. Could it be Topper? Do you want it to be Topper?
I don't care.
Lenny, who do you want it to be? Lenny, well, you got somebody in mind. Come on.
Okay, let's set the stage. I mean, right now people are like, what are they talking about?
No, I think they literally already heard everything else.
Okay, oh, we're going with the beginning of this?
I think this is the 20th minute of the podcast. We've been going through the entire time. There might
Ladies
be stuff we have to cut.
And gentlemen, the 2019 Molly Morgan Invitational taking place in 2018. 18.
Just like Taylor Pagano's prime date, literally Molly Morgan about 25 minutes ago decided that she would play mini golf with some people. And we said, why play mini golf with one person if you can play mini golf in a foursome? So what's going to basically happen is we're going to have the Molly Morgan Invitational. We're going to find a foursome for her. So far, we know it's Mike Gordon's brother.
Yeah.
It's going to be B's brother. It's going to be Molly Morgan and the threesome.
Well, no,
we need
another brother.
Yeah.
If we have Gordon's brother and B's brother.
Okay, we can find another girl. We will find a fourth brother if we have to.
Brother Nero. He needs to come back.
Brother Nero's gone. He's hiding in a rock.
That's why we need to find him, because what happened to the poor guy? Joey Bats defeats him in the Battle of the Brothers, and he's yet to sing a song. He's yet to win a football game since then. I don't even know what else.
But Molly, just so we know, so what's going to happen is these three cats are going to play in a foursome with
cats.
You mini golf. And basically, you're signing off that the winner of the game who has the lowest score can go out on a date with you.
Oh, yeah, low score. Okay, golf. Yeah, I forgot.
You don't want to go out the worst one. You want to go out the winner.
They're earning this, right?
So whoever wins, you're going to go out, and we'll pick up the date. You don't have to even pay for anything. It's going to be good.
Should we Should we start scouting mini golf places? Should we just be one round, or should they like at least play two?
When I'm leaving this podcast, I'll give you three guesses where I'm going.
Mini golf places, or at least Googling them if you figure out what Google.
Yeah, I might go to Georgia to bring Beast Brother back, but we're going to do this.
Come on, you don't have to go there. You just got to.
Oh, will you come back on a podcast for the contract signing? Huh? We're going to have a contract signing, obviously.
Of course, naturally.
Will you come back, Molly Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, this is going to work out pretty well.
This would be awesome. We're going to sign a contract. We're going to have an invitational. They're going to play mini golf. We're going to videotape that. We're going to have a montage. Then we're going to videotape the actual golf, and then we're going to videotape the date. Or maybe just up until you guys get in the restaurant.
Maybe
that up until.
Should we have Gordon's brother like earn his way into the competition, though?
What are you talking about, Joe?
I think he should battle Lenny in like a paint off.
No.
You guys are the greatest painters ever.
Well, yeah, but.
Michael does a whole bunch of paint stuff, like Leonard Elba does a whole bunch of paint stuff. So they had a 47-minute conversation about different nerd paint stuff. So needless to say, they should have a battle of paints.
Well, no, we don't want that to happen because
you're a great artist.
Mikey's got to be into the Invitational.
I know.
It would not be right if I was in the Invitational.
What if you just threw it for him?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if I was in the Invitational? That would be so messed up.
What if we found out you're really bad at mini golf? Oh, you are bad at mini golf. That's why you tell everybody else to do it and not you.
I'm very good at mini golf.
How good are you?
I'm so good that I can lose on purpose.
I don't like that.
Well, now we know, so.
No, I am so good you would never know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I can lose like the best of them.
He has said a million times that besides mini golf being the best first date ever, which
I could trot out
at least
10, 15 girls. I could trot them out one by one, and they will all tell you he's good at losing.
He loses. He says, you got to lose. You got to keep it close.
Yes.
But make it seem like you failed at the end so that they defeated you, but they didn't really defeat you.
No, I don't like that.
Because it worked.
You'll never know.
You just realized it worked, and you're like, damn it. But what happens if all these three guys are trying to lose to her at the same time?
No, B's brother will win because this is his last chance at romance in his head.
I don't think that's true.
I think B's brother could work.
No.
No?
Nope.
Wait, am I playing?
Well, you're going to play too, just to play.
Yeah, your score
if you
play.
Win, you go with the next best. Yeah, like so if you get a 50 and then the next score is a 51, you don't go out with yourself. You go with the next highest score.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to try to get out of it.
Oh, I kind of want to go have a nice dinner by myself.
Well, if you win, you get like more apps or something. Like if it's Lobster Fest, he'll up it to two lobsters.
Do you know,
she should be able to earn her meals.
Do you remember Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah.
If she is the lowest score, could we like say you could go out with one of these guys or you could have with behind door number two?
What the hell are we going to put behind door number
two? No one knows. I don't even know yet, but it could be kind of awesome.
No, because behind door number two...
It could be a trip to Tahiti or it could be God knows what.
Or behind door number two is Red Lobster B's brother anyway.
Exactly, but nobody knows.
And then like a Vespa behind door number three.
Does Molly Morgan like putting her foot to the gas and say, I want behind doors number two?
It depends on who wins then.
Yes.
I think if B's brother wins, she might take the other door. I think if Mike
Well,
wins,
no, the he's saying the other door option is if I win.
Yeah, Molly Morgan has to decide. Molly Morgan say, okay, I'll go with the next lowest guy, or I can have what's under door
Do you think you
two.
Can defeat three eligible bachelors in mini golf by yourself?
Yeah.
You see?
Interesting. How should we rig it so that she definitely can? Like, should she get, like, celebrity shots like you and I can step in?
No, we're just going to make sure that we practice with the other people.
So you're going to have Coach J's school for people who aren't really good at football yes. yet or whatever. And now you're going to have mini golf school.
Coach J school. No, it's Coach J's got to be affiliated with all of them.
Ambassador Elba's.
Coach J should be the caddy for all these guys because they need his guidance. If one of them's going to win, I would hire Coach J as my caddy any
day of
the week. What
if J was bad at mini golf? What did that
No, Coach J is good at everything.
J cannot be bad at anything.
There's no way.
He's bad at being bad, so therefore he's bad at something.
Coach J is good at everything.
I don't know about that.
Yep.
I think what... This is why we need to have the actual TSL Mini Golf Invitational. Like the giant one. Bring everybody to the best.
Can I throw this out there? And I know we're stalling for Gordon.
Yeah, of course.
Could it be more than... Can we have like two foursomes?
Yeah, I don't care how many people you throw in there.
Okay, I just... Oh, nice.
We're still talking about golf, right?
Fist bump. Yes. Could we turn this into like a whole golf tournament? Like the U.S. Open?
Jim. 27-20. Save the
Should
drop.
We make them all have to wear long pants and like kangaroo caps? They have to tuck
Everybody
their
should look
in.
Like Payne Stewart.
Like golf. Yeah,
Everybody should look like Payne Stewart.
Like it should be actual U.S. Open rules.
Yeah, oh man, that'd be great.
That would be kind of funny.
There are some golf, like there are some mini golf places that have like sand traps and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's like legit.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a thing,
Water
I swear.
Water hazards.
God. I hope I did not die before this happens.
You won't die because it's going to happen in the next like month.
Gotta happen.
You need to build your own mini golf course.
I'll do it if I have to.
I don't see why you've won.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you can email Topper at Topper at toppersports.com. Actually, you can't email him because Topper might be a contestant.
You can't even email Topper because I don't want Topper to get emails.
Get a hold of me. You've got Joe K's number. You've got my number. If you got Molly Morgan's number, just call any of us. Call Coach J. We'll get him involved somehow, too. So find one of the four of us, and we'll get you into the invitational.
If you want to be in the mini golf, email sublist at toppersports.com.
There you go. That'll work, too.
Because that's still my favorite thing about the sublist thing that you guys add to the site sometimes, or when the Godfather writes his article, he puts it at the end. It's just like, do not talk to Topper. Only talk to sublist at toppersports.com. That's sublist at toppersports.com.
I got a question. Do you think Baccio would be in the Invitational?
Not anymore.
No?
No, not he's a Bernal. He doesn't have to be.
Are you guys still buddies?
Yeah, we're friends.
Okay, good. So he could be in the Invitational.
Oh, I guess so.
He would never go just to spite me. You know, right? He's going to be the first one he's going to hear this. He's going to start screaming. He's going to be like, I hate him.
Why would he hate you?
Because he's like, Lenny thought of this.
Lenny did think of this.
Yeah, but
he's not wrong in this scenario.
True. He would get so mad. He would never participate in a middle like,
I still don't understand where we're going with
if
this.
If he participated, that means I win. He would never let me win.
Ooh. But just by him not letting you win, you're still winning. So it doesn't even matter.
True.
Because you're still in his head.
Rent free. So Rent free. Believe it or not, we did play football.
We did?
It was kind of awesome. I'm sorry, I'm the supporting. Okay, you can talk now.
No. It was kind of awesome. Actually, that's the best part. I would say that yesterday was the best day of football from start to finish that we've had all year. Like, the weather was pretty good. I know it was a little windy, which kind of sucked. But other than that, the games were really good. Mm-hmm. Nobody was punching each other in the face.
Unless you were playing tight ends in motion against Public Enemy.
That was on accident, though. Dave Baker doesn't hit anybody in the face.
Oh, my God, yeah. Dave Baker would never
hit. He's, like, he's so nice, by
the
way.
He's really the nicest human being ever.
One of my favorite people quickly in this league is talking football with Dave Baker. I love
that. Yeah, he's great. I love that guy. But you have to figure that with all the games are great. The dunk tank came out to play because it was 95 degrees or whatever it was. I'm sure people got sunburned all over the place. I reapplied 3 times so that I didn't get burned, and I feel great. And then everybody was at the bar. We were drinking. Everybody was having a good time, but it wasn't crazy. No plants were harmed. I mean, everybody, it was just like.
There was even a plant brought.
Yeah, the potted plant came from.
Awesome.
Potted plant came from our podcast last week and ended up.
He had a tight end jersey on. He looked awesome.
Yeah, he's a Kleckler. I didn't know.
Do you see what happens, though, like Molly, we were talking about this pre-show? Like when your colors match, like how much it just brings everybody together. Like, when you don't match color, it just hurts the event of the day.
You think so? Because like, I think the worst thing ever is that you guys have similar colors for your game.
I don't know. I'm
dark
just saying,
blue and light blue. Somebody needs to wear something else.
Yeah, but if you're wearing like royal blue nail polish and like a mint foam green shirt, I'm just saying that doesn't match.
You will not let that go.
Why is that your thing today? What?
I don't know.
What is wrong
Something with about that woman that just...
I love it. She just gets to you, Len. That's so much fun.
Not in a bad way.
No, not at all. Do we want to get into the games already and just have Gordon show up when he shows up? I don't know. What do you want to do, Lynn?
You're hosting today. I'm just on the couch.
And
I'm a supporting character today.
As my guest, you have to answer my question. What do you want to do?
Why didn't you ask me then?
Yeah, let's talk about Breakfast Club because we have two Breakfast Club members.
Oh, that's true. Well, I didn't play.
Neither of us played.
Yeah, both of us lost last week.
We were all watching.
Let's talk about Breakfast Club.
Yeah, so we were there, so it's okay. Yeah.
Go to Breakfast Club.
Not gonna hate me.
Amen, brother.
9 o'clock Breakfast Club. Chef Curry, 39. Angry Taylor's with the win over there on field 2. Scoring 41. Field 3, Val's Pals put up 7. But Peanut Butter Jelly Time scores a 24.
I'm not 100% 100% sure your mic's on, by the way. I heard you, but I think that was just coming through this mic.
No, it's on.
Okay, that's weird. Let's talk about the first game that... Lenny, you and I watched the closer game, so we'll just talk about the other game we didn't really care about. Vale Pels end up going down to Peanut Butter Kelly time. Like I think Jim just said, 24-7. It turns out, according to people who played in the game, that Vale Pels just had a lot of drops, and they played very, 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 mm-hmm. very poorly, which is... Maybe that's what happens when you get the bye week. You just forget how to play together. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was the heat with the slight wind, but Travis was slinging it, and that's what happens. Everybody's sweaty, and they scored more touchdowns than the other one, and that's just how it is sometimes. What are you going to do?
Nobody... Maybe Ace had a tough day at the office, from what I was told.
Yeah, that's what I heard. He threw a topper like three interceptions or something, and it just... What are you going to do?
That's a good day for
Topper. I heard there were a lot of drops, though.
But, not by Coach Jay. He would never drop the ball.
Well, they probably just didn't throw it to him. That's why they lost. Cool, and that ringing must mean that Gordon's here. But, Len, now we did watch the other game.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That game was exciting. So the Angry Tailors went in to play Chef Curry. They ended up walking out with a two-point win. But, Lenny, you were there.
Yes, I was.
We watched that Jay-Z had a twisted ankle.
Yes, he did.
Hi, Gordon. Jay-Z had a...
just a little late,
just a
Gordon.
Little late, just an hour late. No big deal. It's fine. But he has a beer, everybody.
Better late than never.
So Jay-Z has a twisted ankle. Now we have Kyle, who, no pun intended, Kyle, who's a very, very good football player.
He's our generation's Pauly J. He's
and
really
Jay-Z starting there. Says, I got this guy. Let me stand 20 yards off of him, and I'll cover him in man as they're trying to come down the field to score. Lenny, why don't you tell me what happens? Because you watched it.
Yeah, so this is what happened. So on first down, they hit Emily Curry, I believe, for 15 yards.
Yes.
So now our first gender's out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky Austin, bad call. Ricky Austin's a great quarterback. He just made a bad play. So on second down, even though we've run our gender already, and it's infinite wisdom with a 30-mile-an-hour wind in his face, instead of throwing to Kyle, who literally was just busting Jay-Z up on 15-yard stops, Ricky Austin throws a bomb to the new girl, and Taylor Pagano, yeah, just is standing there and grabs it, and game over.
I mean, now, Ricky came and yelled at me later because I told him about how awful his throw was there.
It was a terrible throw.
Actually, he yelled at me about this during the New Gods game, and I said, why would you do that? That was bad, Ricky. And he goes, she was open. I go, yeah, she was open, but you're rolling to your opposite hand. You got to throw across your body into a 30-mile-per-hour wind or whatever it was, and that's why the ball fell short. And right into the arms of Taylor, who actually had a pretty good game. So she was literally playing like angry Taylor.
I would have bet money against anybody on the sidelines that if he would have thrown to Kyle on Jay-Z, he would have scored in three plays.
Well, that's because we watched it, and Kyle ran really hard. As soon as Jay-Z turned his hips, Kyle just turned, and there was an easy 20 yards each time, and he just wasn't
so
even looking at
him. I'm saying three plays, it's done.
It's like go against the wounded animal. But they didn't do it, and Jay-Z was the... Did Jay-Z score the winning touchdown that game? He had a good day.
He did have a good day. Not on defense, obviously, but...
Never.
He did play good.
What was his birthday? So maybe those are his gifts from God.
It was everybody's birthday yesterday.
Yes, there was
a big
there were
a lot
birthdays.
Of birthdays.
Jay-Z, Vels, and then...
Tim.
Second shift?
Yeah, Dave Walter.
And Tim Dove.
Tim Dove's birthday was yesterday, too?
Yeah.
We should have ordered him a pizza.
He left really, really early, so it's whatever.
Tim Dove's a good guy.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Sure is.
Oh, hey, Gordon.
Oh, hi. Hi,
so,
guys.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Gordon Cuss is here now.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Sorry I was late.
So, Riff, how are you, man?
I'm all right. It was only 26 minutes late.
26 minutes late. Sir, we were trying to start at 11.
11, yeah.
I understand. I apologize.
It's 12:02. So you found out your truck can go over 100 miles per hour?
Yes.
Where were you coming from?
Clarence Center.
So Clarence the Blaze Zone,
right.
How fast?
22 minutes.
How long should it have taken? 45 for a regular person?
Well, maybe something.
If a police officer are listening, our bad. So anyway, before we go into the other games, wait, what are you doing, Len? Are you doing weird hand
like this? It's time for 10 o'clock games.
All right, go to the 10 o'clock games, Jim.
No, I'm just a supporting character today.
No, go to the 10 o'clock games, Jim. Oh, that's what Lenny wants.
Yeah, this is weird. Why?
Pardon me.
Oh, we switch every
so
now
sometimes,
and then.
Joe wanted to go to the 10 o'clock games.
Yeah, I would like to talk about the games at 10 o'clock. Please, Jim. Thank you.
Absolutely, Joe. No problem.
What are your plan, guy? What about me, Katie Keller?
With those 10 o'clock games over on Field 1, Eyes Downtown scores 41, XTC with 14. Field 2, The Replacements scored 32, The Purge with the loss, 8 on the board. One Todd Too Many over on Field 3 wins with 26 in their mind. Morningwood scores the 27, takes the actual win away on Field 3. Field 4, Shredders with 39. Third and Schlong score, 16. And over on Field 5, at 10 o'clock, Dilly Dilly with 34. McKenzie Agency with 14.
All right, let's just get the games out of the way that we don't really want to talk about. Dilly Dilly came in as the one seed and did what they were supposed to do, and they beat up and won by 20 against McKenzie Agency. We love everybody at McKenzie, but yet again, it just didn't work out. It's unfortunate, and we love you guys, and I'm sure you're like the first three people who are listening to this podcast right after Topper put it up, but didn't watch too much of your game, and I watched... What I watched wasn't very great, so we're not going to really talk about it.
We learned two things, though.
What did we learn?
I learned Prim will be back, and Megan will be back.
Really?
Yes, she's not going FA.
Why not?
I don't know.
They actually said that this year was the funnest year they've had so far.
Really?
Oh, that's good.
When were they?
It's because Brent is awesome.
Brent
told me.
Brent's sweet. Ferger's awesome. What did Brent tell you?
He told me that he's like, it's the best time they've had.
Yeah, really? Good team. Even Prim is leveling off.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had a kid and stuff. Doesn't that mellow you out or something?
Sometimes.
I wouldn't know, but that's cool. The replacements played the Purge, or at least whatever members showed up wearing Purge jerseys. Molly, you were nice enough to fill in because you didn't have a game. The score was awful, so why don't you tell me a little bit about the game that you probably didn't have that much fun in.
Yeah. It was basically Kevin, Zach, Todd, and Russ that were, like, actually from the Purge. Everyone else was just...
Who was the quarterback?
Yeah, where's your quarterback?
It was Taylor's cousin, I guess.
He just sent... Like, does it count... Lenny, does it make you less mad at Taylor if he sends a family member to play for him? Does that mean that guy even... We don't know. That's a very good question.
Honestly,
Gordon.
Nobody cares. I mean, really? Like, that just was an... I feel bad. I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. I think Kevin Zach is one of the greatest players in the history of this game. I feel bad for him.
What is he wasting his time for?
That was
there?
Not cool, what they did to him. And cool. I'll say that for the record. That was bullshit. Like, yeah, he deserved better than that. And that's... Maybe. The captain should be ashamed of himself on that team. And some of the... That's BS. You know, we're all busy. We all got lives. Boo-hoo.
And that boat
show up and play a freaking game.
Right.
Kevin Zach deserves better than that. So, and I congratulate you and everybody that played in that game, but that's on the captain. That's a bunch of crap.
I know. I feel bad for him.
Kevin Zach is too good of a guy to... That better not be his last game, because if it ended like that's not cool.
I asked him. I actually asked him yesterday. I said, are you going to keep playing football? Are you done? He's like, oh, no, I'm going to still play.
Okay, good.
We'll find him a good home.
He can play on my team any day.
Do we have, like, our version of the SPCA so somebody can come adopt him for a fee? But
no, Kevin Zach can play anywhere he wants. That guy is that good.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get stuck in that mess anymore.
He's not.
So, Lenny, if you find out from Topper in, like, let's just say, I don't know, like 2 months, that the Purge is signed up to play football in the TSL again, what is going to be your response?
Denied.
Just cut him right out of the league?
Yep.
Might as well.
They can play. They're not playing as a team. Not with that captain.
Yeah,
if they have another captain, they can. I love Taylor. He's a good guy, but come on, dude. You got to do better than that.
Like we said, D2 really fell off, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Taking two of the better teams from D2, putting them in D1, and then...
Well, and then there's a couple teams hiding in D3. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I was
going to
say, yeah, are teams in D3 going to move up?
Well, there's just not going to be a D2, so it won't matter. So D3 is the new D2, I guess.
Yeah, there was a couple teams in D3 that should be in D2.
Eyes Downtown, 42, XTC, 14. Unfortunately, no matter how much we love everybody on XTC, it just never works out quite the way you want it to.
They should have beat them.
You think so? Because like they lost by a lot.
Nope. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
You can talk about skill all you want, but at one point in this game and in this thing we do, you've got to be smart. Now, Eyes Downtown had no Hauser. They had no Chadwick. They played Iron Man. XTC had 9 people. You man that shit day long, and you run them into the grass, and they didn't. They played zone and just got trounced.
Does Bobby usually play defense?
Nope.
No.
I don't think so, because I saw him play.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, you man them, and then the funniest part was they locked low and played 3 over. They had their guy on the wrong girl.
What the...
Everybody in the world with a brain in their head, and no offense to Beth, she's a fantastic athlete. Joey's the one you put the guy on. And they put poor Kelly on Joey, and what do you think? 7-yard slant, 8-yard slant, 9-yard out. And I'm like, okay. And then they played zone. And Flynn is a great athlete and a great player, but I always find myself, when XTC plays a football game at the end, going, it's playoffs again, and I am not impressed with Flynn. It's like when the game is big and the game's on the line, I never see Flynn just making a difference.
Do you think it's just a matter of him
I don't
not
know.
Caring, maybe?
I don't know.
Which I'm not trying to call him out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just watch that game and I'm going, Flynn, he's got to play better than that. And they have to man them. They were playing Iron Man. You man them and you have 4 burners. You run 3, and then when one's tired, you come off and you bring the 4th one on.
Okay. Well, yeah. There's two games left, and both of them are ones we really, really want to talk about.
They were funny.
Which one do you want to talk about?
Oh, let's start with Topper.
All right. So Topper, as you may have heard, he did get into a little bit of a verbal bet with Mo about, oh, I'm going to beat Mo's butt, blah, 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 blah. And Mo said, nope, we're going to take you guys out. And that was supposed to be last week, the last week of the season. But unfortunately, Mo had some reasons. He had to go to Ohio. So Morneywood and Topper's team didn't really get off the way they wanted to. This week, playoffs, number one seed taking on the 8 seed. Topper finds out that his star player, Drew, decides that really needed to go get a tattoo that day. So, sorry, Top. Can't make the playoffs.
Bare Naked Ladies tattoo.
Yeah, did you see
That's
the tattoo,
what it was?
Too? That was the tattoo he got. Like, really?
He got two. He got the Bare Naked Ladies, whatever, lady.
No, that was the Dave Matthews
Dave Matthews,
band.
I apologize.
Yeah. Even worse.
On the inside of his arm, and then he got something else.
I don't know, it looked like CM
something
Punk.
Monkeys or Arctic Monkey thing, whatever.
His music stuff.
Stupid.
It's whatever. It means something to him. That's cool. But, man, it probably meant more to Topper for him to actually be there to play football. Morneywood came out. They went back and forth. Topper did not have a good game, so he was not anywhere near. Well, maybe he was in mid-season form. But Topper threw three picks, and none of them were what we would consider great. Now, maybe, the aforementioned 30-mile-per-hour winds had something to do with it. But Topper wasn't using his people the way he wanted to. Aaron is a beast. He throws it up to Aaron. It was great.
Who was rushing Topper?
Rachel Parker.
Yeah.
There you go.
Rachel Parker ended the game with no soup for you. She sacked him on a two-point.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's get there. Because the last 2 minutes of this game was actually really exciting. Topper's team was up. And it was 6-0 for Morningwood. And basically, Topper, they stop him here. They win the game. They were winning. That would have been it. Instead... And I look at Tim Dove, because Tim Dove was on the sideline, and I go, they're probably just going to throw it to Dave Wilburn over Topper. Like, that's what they're going to do, right? And Tim goes, maybe, but that's what we're talking about, so we're ready for it. Sure shit. Dave Wilburn runs to the back line. Their quarterback, who I don't know who he is, but he throws it, and he throws it pretty high. And Dave jumps over Topper and bobbles it a little bit and gets his feet in and then catches the ball before he lands out of bounds. They thought maybe he didn't, but it was definitely a good touchdown. Amazing play. They end up getting the two-point conversion, so they're +7 now. Topper goes the other way with time's winding down. Topper hits. I don't remember who he hit, but either way, they walk down the field. They get to about midfield, and then Topper throws a bomb, probably the best pass of his career. Aaron, because he's 6'8", or whatever he is, just jumps over, I want to say Mo and one of the other guys, and just pulls down this beautiful catch for a touchdown. Topper can go 1-tie or 2-win. And in Topper's credit, he went for 2, and like we said, Parker count. Maybe her 6-second count was about 3 seconds, but that's fine. That's what happens in this league. And she ran at Topper, and I don't know if he got scared or something, but she basically strip-sacked him to end the game. Topper couldn't even get the pass off. She got there so fast that he must have moved his hand, and it kind of looked like he just threw the ball at the ground, and that was that. And Morningwood, they celebrated the way Jay-Z celebrated when they upset Ricky Austin's team not too many seasons ago.
It was pretty awesome.
And it was pretty, yeah, it was a great game. I mean, shout out to Morningwood. They came. They said they would be Topper when they had their whole team there, and that's exactly what happened. So,
nice.
Lenny, you might know Topper better than most people. Where do you think Topper's going to go from here? You think he's just going to hang it up?
No.
No?
No.
What do you think he's going
to
do
with
Drew?
He's got nowhere else to go. He's not dating anybody right now. He's in a good spot. If he finds a girlfriend in the offseason, there's a chance he might. I maintain he's going to continue to play. Morningwood played good. I would just say this, though. They started at 50-1. They're probably about 10 or 12 to 1 going into this. I would only give you this free advice. Your team is good, but your quarterback's got to stop the twinkle toe shit. If he keeps running around like he is, they're not going to win. That quarterback is good. He needs to set his feet and throw the ball. Every time he was running around, it just got a little spaghetti-ish for me. But if that quarterback sits in the pocket and throws, they could upset.
That's true. So
no, that's not going to happen.
So Morningwood, how do you... Do you think that Morningwood will be able to keep Dave Wilburn in the offseason?
I heard he's going to Joey Bath's super team.
Yeah, D1.
But I heard Dave Walter doesn't even, or Dave Wilburn didn't even get a call yet, so he doesn't know yet. But Joey Bath can be persuasive.
But you asked him in front of Mo, so like maybe he just didn't want to say that in front of Mo.
Joey Bath maybe did talk to him. I don't know.
And
then we had another upset.
That leaves. We're gonna sit on these games for a minute. So third and Schlong. Yeah. You finished first. You went 7-1-1. Talked a whole mess of shit. And then you come out and throw out probably the worst game in D4 of the season.
Yep. Except the last time I lost a no punt intended.
Oh, that's true.
That was pretty bad.
That's true. Shredders came out. Apparently, are they undefeated since they cut Rachel Parker?
Oh, they might be.
Like, they haven't lost a game in a while.
Or they're like 3-1 or something.
Because Sam came back, and
she's really good.
Icebox.
Icebox came back. Sam is amazing, and we all know this, but we didn't get to talk about her too much this season. And Lenny, it's like we were at breakfast before this, and like we said, the queen came back to reclaim her throne. We, you know, Katie Keller this, Katie Keller that, but You were there right with me when we were standing in the end zone, and they threw a ball up to Sam, and it was Sam on Katie, and Sam just ripped it away from her for a touchdown. It was that was probably the nail in the coffin, honestly.
That was it.
But third and schlong started off slow. They threw a pick. I want to say they threw a pick eight. Then they came down, and I think it was 4-1. And that Austin guy, he could have had a touchdown, but he stepped out at the one to give them two plays to try and score, and instead they crapped out. And it's like Billy Gunn was reffing, and he said, it's 4-1. You would have to force a girl play. Like, it's the playoffs. Just get the points. And third and schlong did none of that, and because of that, they were down. They were down at the half by, I want to say, almost 20 points. And before you knew it, it was 38-8, and they were changing quarterbacks. I don't know if the old man there playing quarterback was just locking on Katie or what he was doing, but he was throwing some bad, bad interceptions, and that'll never ever work in, obviously, any football game. So
Junior had the line of the day, though. It was around 2:30. He looks at me and goes, hey, Len, can you tell my sister the game started at 10 a.m.? I thought that was pretty awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Junior's always good for a good quote.
That's funny, because I walked up to him, and I just looked at him, and I was just like, what happened? He goes, honestly, they were just better than us, and there you go. I mean,
but you know what? I like that. I'm so sick of excuses in this league.
Yeah,
Scott Keller looked me dead in the eye and said, "You know what? They played better than we did."
Yeah,
period.
That's it.
That's it. I like that. I respect that. That was good.
Do you think days like yesterday are a perfect reason to not only run two girls for a team? When it's 95 degrees out there, like, you can just tell they were tired.
Yeah,
like,
they were.
There's
tired.
Nothing wrong with going off for a few plays and getting some water.
No. What do you think, Molly Morgan?
Yeah, I definitely liked. I always usually like having three girls, like, no matter what the weather is. It's just, it makes it, I think, personally easier for us.
Question?
Answer. Yeah.
Would the Molly Morgan Invitational be open to men and women, or just men?
Anyone.
Okay, just throwing it out there.
Oh, Gordon, you missed how there's a Molly Morgan Invitational.
I was going to ask what I missed in the first 26 minutes.
It started off, pretty sure that your brother, B's brother, and who are we going to get? Topper?
We haven't said yet.
Oh,
an mystery guest.
Mystery third person are going to battle in mini golf, and whoever has the lowest score gets to go to Red Lobster with Molly.
No, it's going
to
be a restaurant.
It can't be Red Lobster. Yeah, I don't seafood.
No, what the fuck? You know she's steakhouse all day long.
Yeah.
Look at her.
I don't care.
Steak.
This girl's steakhouse if there ever was one.
Right.
There you go. Fist bump.
All right, fine. My bad. So that is part of what you missed, and you'll be able to hear all the other things you missed, as me recounting your battle with a doorbell.
What? How did I miss this?
Well, because you weren't here.
I
know. Damn it.
So we had to make it feel like you were here.
Again. Sorry.
So, yeah. So congratulations to the Shredders, though, because we did give them a little bit of shit throughout the season because it didn't seem like they were playing too well. But like I said, the queen came back, and she showed why. And
she's really good.
And that makes the Shredders a lot bigger of a favorite than we thought they would be.
Yes.
So, Jim, we've talked enough about these games. Let's move on to 11 o'clock if we can, buddy.
Absolutely. Those are your 9 and 10 o'clock games. 47 minutes in. Let's hit 11 o'clock.
What are you talking about, Joe K?
Oh, my God, 47.
11 o'clock. Marketing Mayors, 37. Angry Buffalo scored 24. DMX, 21 on the board. NWO with a goose egg. Big ol' zero. That's Mix with 3 X's. 41. Sticky Bandits put up 39. Buffalo Solar, 47, no punt intended, with 32. And Practice Squad, 26, nice TDs, score 8.
So, you and I spent, I don't know, Len, how many weeks now saying, oh, can't wait for that really cool, no pun intended, third and schlong D4 championship game. Yep. And now, because that's just how the playoffs work, both teams are out. No pun intended came in, and they played Buffalo Solar, who used to be your boys, AARP, right?
Party on. That was their Super Bowl. They're not going to win D4, but they won a good game.
Yeah, they went out and they just smoked them. I don't know what happened, no pun intended.
Were they at full strength? Like, I don't know. Were there girls there?
It looked
I
like
thought
their
so, because I definitely, yeah, I saw everybody who I normally would see.
Oh,
so
no.
I think maybe they just had a bad game. Maybe
I heard they're having a little off-the-field problems right now.
Internal
maybe
issues?
Maybe that has something to do with that. I don't know. I'm not one to talk, so you didn't hear that from
me. No, okay, that's fair. Yeah, maybe their heads just weren't fully in it, but congrats to Buffalo Solar. They came out what they wanted to do.
And congrats to AARP, too. Let's congrats them both.
double congrats. DMX won 21-0 because NWO forfeit, right?
Way to go, Brother Nero.
What happened there? Why are they forfeiting?
Because they all had to go to a freaking birthday party or something.
A birthday party?
Why?
They had a bouncy house and clowns. So, like, in their defense.
Number one, why don't we have a bouncy house and clowns?
Because Ferger couldn't bring it.
Why couldn't Ferger bring his bounce house?
Because...
Did Topper not allow it?
If this is a thing, I will get a bounce house.
Yeah.
Nice.
For this.
Listen, man, if you want to be more popular, Gordon, you should bring bouncy houses.
Why? I'm the angry guy in Bullet Club. It's fine.
Which, by the way, you're not just the angry guy in Bullet Club, sir. You're the angry guy. Done.
Okay. Hey,
Molly Morgan, another question.
Yeah.
I know golf sounds fun, but you know, I'm just thinking about a bouncy house right now. Could we have a triathlon for your heart? Like
maybe
we do golf, maybe we do three events.
How about I have a newly purchased trampoline. We could do like an acrobatic show.
We could put them all on a boat and drop them in the middle of the lake, and whoever gets back to the shore first.
He does. It's in a bunch of pieces in my garage.
Oh, I just had a great idea.
Go on, Jim.
What if you took the budget that you use on bouncy houses and blow up toys and animals and just invest in DJs?
I like that idea.
To be fair, hey, it's amazing. Hey, we had a DJ this week.
Good. Travis's little box that he brings.
No, Alex showed up again DJ, and was jamming, jamming out the tunes.
So Alex has been out there, correct?
Yes, he's been out there a couple times.
So Alex is courtesy of Five Star as well. He's part of the team.
He's a good guy. By the way, he's a really good guy. He was playing nice music.
He had his kid there. He's super great
time.
Guy.
I like him.
Yeah,
it was a nice vibe out there.
Anyone that needs to or wants to get in touch with him, solid guy, really, really stake our reputation on his shoulders. Great guy.
He is a good guy. I agree.
Okay, and going into D1, Angry Buffalo. This is their first foray into the D1 playoffs.
Yep.
And they go down.
They are a good team. We all know what their problem is. They know what their problem is. If they fix it, they will be fine in D1.
What is the quickest way for them to, I don't know, get a better girl somewhere, Len?
If only somebody was dating somebody and she jumped ship, I don't know.
Like maybe it was like Melanie, something like that. I don't
know. But in their defense, and I'm not one to talk, she didn't hear this from me yet again, they actually did have a pretty decent girl on their team, but I believe she didn't play the last half of the season.
Injury? Any real reason?
I don't know. Molly Morgan, you know anything about this?
Are you talking about me?
I would never. What are you talking about?
I'm like, catch up. You're
a great
guy. Just asking your opinion.
I love the.
Yeah. By the way, how great is that you finally got to play a D1 game, which was like pretty much one of your dreams. And of course, it was a red team that has angry in the name.
Excellent. And then they asked me to sub for them continuously next year, too.
Yeah, I mean, desperation makes fun bedfellows.
Shut up.
And throwing it out there, by the way, Delano is so underrated. That guy can play football, man.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I'm not saying underrated for good. He is, like, underrated top 10 in D1 good.
I think my favorite part of yesterday was hanging out with you and saying, like, all right, show me who these people are. Because I know names, but I haven't really mashed them up to enough D1 faces yet. And you were just like, oh, that guy is that guy. And this is this guy.
I think Buffalo's good.
Their problem was, they told me 2 weeks ago that they're having problems. People showing up.
Yeah, and that's honestly, and like I said, good, nice girls, but they need better girls. They just they have to have better girls. Their girls do not install fear in anybody, but their quarterback has a rocket launcher. Delano's good.
Yeah,
Coach Jay's awesome, a possession guy. Their other guy's pretty quick. They just need a little bit more, and they'll be fine.
All right, shout out to practice squad. They went out and did what they were supposed to do against Nice Steedies.
They're going
to
play Dilly Dilly in the final.
Yeah, they have to be. I mean, D6 is the only one that really seems, the only division that really seems to be going like the way it's supposed to. But
nothing's stopping that.
Weird. Did someone just hit a mic stand or something?
Yeah, something's definitely.
I don't know.
Yeah, something sounds.
There you go.
It's gone. That was weird. All right, and then in D3, I mean, at 10 o'clock, we saw the number one seed go into Morningwood, and the number two seed, Sticky Bandits, comes into town against Jay-Z and Mix. And Jay-Z's been there before in the playoffs, and yet again, Jay-Z pulls off an upset, and they win 41-39. Len, you look distraught over it.
Okay, I got to throw something out there. So, and I love Jay-Z. We all know this. So Jay-Z calls me. Let's just say maybe I have figured out the blueprint to beating that team and their game. I mean, I'm 3-0 against them now. But
against two.
Tight ends emotions to keep in, blah, blah, blah. He calls me during the week, and he's like, hey, you know, what would you do, you know, this or do this? And
make them throw over the top.
He's really nervous. Yeah, pretty much. And I tell him all this, and they win the game, and, you know, and I'm kind of telling him, like, you know, try this. At the end of the game, you know, instead, you know, he's like, hey, thanks for your help. And then he looks at me, I go, Jay-Z, you shocked the world. He goes, dude, we were awesome. We were going to beat him all the time. I'm like, dude, you literally called me in a panic on Wednesday going, Len, what do we do? Buddy? Yeah, and I'm like, now you're like, oh, we were this great team. I'm like, Jay-Z, really?
I really think Jay-Z's problem, their problem with their team is their quarterback.
Yeah, he's hot and cold.
Yes,
very. Yeah. They're a very good team. Now, mind you, like I've said, having Nick is back was good. Yeah. Nick is such a smart guy, a good vet presence. Their girls are solid. Their quarterback, it's like replacements. When their quarterback's on fire, look out. But when their quarterback goes south, they're done.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, couldn't you say that for any team, though? Your quarterback just is awful. Well, like, you're probably going
to
be awful.
No, Cole's thrown 4 interceptions in games before, and we've still won like 56-50.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good game. Like I said, I don't know what was wrong with Sticky. I don't know if you can say anything was wrong with them.
Sticky said they were dropping a lot of balls.
The only, like, one of the few plays that I really got to see for that game, because I was walking around getting ready for ours, is that they threw, like, a quick out after, like, Mick scored, and I think it was on the first play, they threw, like, a quick out, and it was to Carl, and he did the thing where, like, you look before you catch the ball, so it went through his hands and bounced off his chest and went right to one of Mick's guys, and they returned it for the touchdown because, you know, it was only 5 yards away. And I think the game kind of turned after that. And
is that what you're talking about?
It just came to a point where I was watching the game, and Mix was like +9, and then I turn around and I was like, "What's the score now?" And like, "Oh, Sticky Man's is up 4."
Well, they threw a pick to a girl.
Amy had that pick. That's right. Amy had 2 picks in this game. That's right. I saw both of those actually. Yeah, and that's why it comes down to like if Mix's quarterback, like you just said, is hot or cold. So Amy had 2 nice picks, but.
She caught an awesome fly in the, I think it was the first or second half, right, just split the seam.
Did JC catch the game when he touched down on this too?
That I don't remember. But I'll tell you this. Do you remember what the touchdown was?
I don't know.
No. Sticky was all like, what is, like, they were all talking. I heard him at the bar, like, what are we missing? What are we doing? And you know what they're missing? I hate to say this. As good a team as they are, they need an alpha male. Like, let's talk about Bullet Club right now. The game's on the line. Who do we throw it to? Well, we're going to throw it to Griffin or Morningwood. We're in trouble. Who are we going to throw it to? Wilburn. If we're Topper, who are we going to throw it to? Drew. If Sticky Band's in trouble,
who's
going to
throw it? They have Ricky Recchio, but he was in Europe.
Well, my point is they need an alpha male.
I guess Ricky's not even an alpha male.
But even beyond that, no offense to him, but their quarterback isn't that accurate deep.
No. But they have no speed. Like,
they don't.
Yeah, you need a guy that can just, if you get into trouble, I'm going, like, our team, if we get into trouble, we're going to our guy. Yeah. That's it.
They're a dink and dunk team. Work down the field, and they need a guy. It really does, but...
Well, they've mastered that, but for sure. That's the...
But they're a solid team. They'll be back. They'll be fine. I just they need just a little tweak.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty happy that both tight ends in motion and Sticky Bandits are out of the playoffs.
Why is that?
Hey.
Just a thing.
Just a thing?
Yeah, just a thing.
That's cool. How do you feel about Hootie and the Brofish, then?
I honestly have no clue who they are.
I love that part. So... That's for, they're basically the same team, but they were orange.
Oh, so there's 3 teams that they get to have.
Yeah.
If you were here last week, we did the whole tree.
We did the tree. Yeah, you should listen.
You have it,
Lenny.
Up there.
Lenny,
actually, the tree's here somewhere.
Lenny, just wait, come we'll back and rain hell, please. Rain hell.
Gordon hates
the
fucking stuff. That's what's going on.
Topper and I are going to fight. I don't know who's going to win yet, but Topper and I are going to be having a conversation very soon.
I'm on your side with a slight tweak, and we're fine.
The battle for how's it? The battle for Middle Earth is about to begin because Topper and I are going to sit in a table and like we're just going to shut the door, and whoever wins wins. I'm going to be like, screw this noise. I don't care if we lose 10 teams, one player, one team. Topper's going to be like, no, we're going to do what we're doing, and one of us is winning. I don't know who it is yet.
Well, speaking of winning, let's talk about the winners from the 12 o'clock games, huh?
Space Force.
Great segue.
12 o'clock games. Tight ends in motion, 26. Public Enemy scored 36. Bullet Club, 40. Puckett All-Stars scored 30. Moving on, we've got Uncle Rico's wins with 42 on the board. Full Throttle with 28. And Salino Sewer Rats put up 44. Dark Knights with 26.
Len, let's just get it out of the way now. You've played tight ends in motion 3 times now, and you are, like you just mentioned, 3-0 against them this season.
Yes.
One of those times was with Tommy Hughes, a quarterback, so anything is possible. Clearly, there's a book on how to beat tight ends in motion, and you might be the one writing it. What happened?
Yes. Let me first say the tight ends in motion is a very solid team.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a bunch of great athletes. Their girls are fantastic. I kind of told this man at the game, they deserve to be in D1.
Are they missing something?
Yes.
What
they're missing time. Time is not on their side.
Okay.
They need more time. They need more experience. Like when we play teams, we literally sit there and it's like freaking religion to us. We're watching this guy. I can write the book on any team in D1 right now. I don't think if you sat them player to player that they could do the same thing. And that's not taking anything against them. It's just like, and I told us at the end of the first half, we had a bad play. We were up by a couple points, and I'm like, we still have Chris Cole, and they don't. Like, you know, like they're like, yeah, we're going to win this. You know, they were all excited because a big play happened. We're sitting there like, guys, we're still us. It was a bad play. Who gives a frig? We're just going to win this game.
Act like you've been there before.
Yeah, and guess what? Nobody can stop Chris Cole when he's dialed in, and they didn't.
Experience and knowledge over athleticism.
Every time.
Yeah. Every time.
We went into that game on defense with a specific idea of what we were going to do, and we went into that game on offense with a specific idea we're going to do. I talked to Dave Baker post-game, and he was very candid. He said, you know, too many times our offense sits there and it turns into a plate of spaghetti. And, you know, I was talking to Joe about this earlier. He said, when they're in D2, you throw the ball up to Tiger, guess what? Nobody in D2 is going to jump with him. Well, you throw a ball to Tiger with Ryan Radke there, Ryan Radke's just going to swat the ball into Tomorrowland. Yeah. You know, you want to throw a jump ball to Ben Stack? Great. Baccio's going to just knock the ball into Tomorrowland. Like, our athletes are better than theirs. Like, last year, they were better than everybody. Well, now we're smarter than you and we're better than you, so they need more time. They need more plays. They need to learn how to attack. Like, there's holes in our defense. You just got to find them.
So, speaking of your team, then, I mean, usually at this point of the season, you guys are wanting to kill each other, and people are missing games, and everybody's talking about where Osika and Bachi are going to play next year, and all that other fun stuff. This year, it seems like it's completely flipped.
No, like, we're one big hit.
You guys are like, right, yeah, you guys are going to go. People are not going to jam in the Valley, so they complain next week.
I would be literally shocked.
If they're coming back.
If we don't come back at 100% in the fall, I'd be in literal shock.
Well, like, the difference from this year, or this session and last session, is somebody's back with, you know, their knees fixed.
Cheryl's, that helps too. That always helps.
Cheryl, actually, in fact, you know, real quick, I don't want to get into the other games, but when the game was in doubt, we punted on fourth down after the first series in the second half. They had fourth down and they didn't punt, and on that fourth down play, they threw an interception, and guess who grabbed it?
Cheryl.
Beautiful.
There you go.
So, and Cheryl actually caught a big conversion for us. She caught a touchdown. Like, Cheryl's a beast, man.
Yeah, man. Okay, so in D6, again, it went according to script. Celino walked in and beat Andy from Dark Knights in the Dark Knights.
Great players. Quarterback needs help. Another team, just like I was saying about tight ends, great athletes. They just need time, and their quarterback just needs to learn to read and recognize.
Well, didn't they used to have a consultant that they don't have anymore?
They did, but he was helping his other team win at 12 o'clock.
That's funny. If they were different times, you would have been over there helping them?
Yes.
Or consulting them?
Yeah, I would have.
Okay, that's cool then. Yeah. That's good to know. So congrats to Celino. I mean, it's going to get
solid football team, Celino.
Absolutely. D6 is going to be a lot of fun next
week. Well, not if your name's tight end zones or Celino.
And then here we go yet again in D4. Full throttle. They did what, you know, they won 6 in a row. We were super excited about them. Look out for them. They come in, they play Uncle Rico's, and probably what is probably the best matchup out of all the other D4 games. And Uncle Rico's did what you said. You've been saying to look out for Uncle Rico's for
Uncle Rico's
5 weeks now. Well, yeah, they're the best.
So did the low seed in D4 win every game?
No.
No, the 4-5 matchup, the 4 seed won by
and D6 was the exposure, was the only one that held serve.
Yeah, that was it. Wow. I don't know what happened full throttle. Maybe Lou just can't throw in the
win. Let me tell you something about Lou, though. You've got to tip your hat to him, man.
Yeah,
he lost his first 3, wins his next 6. Nobody expected him to be there. You got to tip your hat to Lou. That was a great season.
I know he's playing. He was playing around on a bum ankle too. So I don't know if he was playing.
You got to tip your hat to him.
Yeah. No, definitely. Good. Congrats to Full Throttle on getting there, but more congrats to Uncle Rico for showing up and basically doing what you're supposed to do. And that leaves our game: Bullet Club 40, Puckett All Stars 30. People don't like listening to me talk about my own team's games. So Gordon, it was your team's game. How did it go?
My team's game.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, it was pretty close until like the last 6 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach came up with an interception deep, and then
it was a thing where we scored a girl touchdown because that's what we always do.
Again, this comes, and I love everybody on our team, and this comes down to you need to be smarter and know the game than be an athlete.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And if that happens, more than not, we win bigger than that.
Puckett came out; they definitely were there to play. Like I said, we went up 8-0, and then we stopped them, but then. Travis kind of threw a ball behind Chad, so Puck got a big pick, and they ended up scoring 8 of their own. And we were actually tied 16 at the half, and eventually we got, like I said, we took the lead, and Puckett was going to drive again. And they have their one guy. I don't know his name. We were just calling him Backwards Blue Hat Guy.
They ran the same play 3 times in a row.
Right. And just got eventually Zach. They tried to throw deep into the wind, kind of like the same thing Ricky did in the Breakfast Club game we were talking about. And Zach Newberry was right there. He made a great play. And then on the next play, we threw a bomb to Zach, who was wide open in the end zone, and he very, very smartly dropped it so that we could walk down the field and get a girl touchdown instead and waste more time.
I hate when teams pick that ball. I want to just kill somebody when they do that. I hate that. Zach Newberry is so smart, is what I'm saying.
He was inside him the whole time, and there's the ball in the wind. You could just see it die.
Well,
it was perfect. What? Maybe I'm misremembering.
He was open by 10 yards. He dropped the ball. I don't think he did it on purpose.
Oh, Zach dropping the ball?
Yeah.
No, he definitely didn't. I'm just fucking
he was open by 10 yards.
Yeah, no, he definitely just screwed up. But so
can Bullet Club win it all?
I would think so. I mean,
it's gonna
be
hard. I'm calling it now. It's Bullet Club versus NA.
Oh, how does it make you feel inside if that happens?
Angry.
Like, do you take the coin flip with Mandy Ice there, or
no,
do you like nice send representatives?
No, because it'd be rock, paper, scissors, punch.
I'm not going to say anything during the game. I have
there's no
I
chance
have a game
in hell
plan
you don't say anything.
I'm not going
during
to.
That game. You've never ever been
did
able.
You guys
to
get
not
out the duct tape.
You want to bet? I'll put a bet. Put
no, because if I bet Gatorade on it with you, then you won't do it. All right, that's fine. Not fair. That's but no, I mean we've played A&A, we've beat them, we've played the team, we beat Mix and we beat Morningwood. But to be fair, every time we played them, they weren't at 100%. Now we aren't because Jeff's still hurt. But
I'd be shocked if Mix makes it. I really would. I could see a scenario where Morningwood maybe, but I agree with you. I see Bullet Club playing A&A. But I just don't. Mix just doesn't. They seem like the fish out of water, those four.
Maybe, but then again, we've counted out Jay-Z before, and he's ended up making the finals.
Well, if he calls me this week, I'm not going to answer.
Well, thank you. I love that. Since we got to catch up a little bit, since we're way behind, how about those 1 o'clock games?
Happy 4th of July!
1 o'clock games. Oh, okay. Racks and Sacks 30. New Gods 53.
Oh, really?
A&A scores 54. Cintas with 29, rather. Indecent Exposure scores 30. HK4 with 29. And Tight End Zones win with 23. Home Tech scored 21.
The 4-5 matchup for the D3 game pits two of the league's more popular quarterbacks, with Matty Ice going out against Joey Batts. Matty actually showed up with his entire team, or at least his entire team that he put on his roster. So
showed up for once.
A bunch of people who maybe have played like 7 combined games were there, and that's not on Matty. It's just people don't show up, and I understand how that works sometimes. And A&A played at full strength, and they played a game that they should be beating Cintas, because Cintas, you know, they had a really, really good first season. I mean, that happens when Joey Batts is your quarterback, as Lenny would like to say. But A&A came out, and they did what they were supposed to do, and they won by quite a large margin.
I think Cintas would have had a better shot if Joey Batts played them all by himself.
You really, really think that? How's he going to get a girl play out of the way?
He's Joey Batts. He'll figure it out.
Okay.
I think Joey Batts 1-on-6 would have had a better chance than playing with Cintas.
Then the other kind of a blowout game came on D1. New Gods finally beat Racks and Sacks. Did you watch the game?
I did. And the first play, Radon is just a fantastic athlete, but he needs to just understand how to utilize his receivers better. I mean, the first play of the game, Val runs a wheel streaking right down the sideline. Radon throws it right to Cody Williams. Cody Williams runs the other way. Everybody on Racks and Sacks quits. I think it was
Racks and Sacks.
Mag comes over. He tosses her the ball. Maggie. The ball 8+8. Pick 8. Like, way to catch him, guys.
Raxton Sacks was up before the half, though.
Yeah, they...
And then...
Just fell apart.
Two more interceptions that turned into pick 8.
I honestly believe in my heart of hearts that the 4 best teams are going to be playing for the title in D1 on Saturday. That's just my opinion. I knew Gods is a fantastic team.
Now, Ricky, I mean, I was kind of messing with him. I think he was listening to the podcast. It might have been last week, where we were talking about his shoulder, and he might have had a bum shoulder. And I was like, does he really, though? You know, me just kind of poking the bear. And during this game, after Ricky threw a touchdown, he came up and he goes, Joe, okay, I just want to let you know that my shoulder's definitely torn here and I'm definitely messed up. And I don't think Ricky's playing next session. I think he's getting his shoulder fixed.
Wow. Oh, man.
That's what I had heard. I mean,
the thing he's got going for him is when you have McGrath, Cody Williams, Jay German, I mean,
and they're on.
There
on
are
top of
so
it.
Pete. I mean, Pete, yeah. Nobody goes that deep with those four guys.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we saw bad Ricky earlier and they lost the game. Then good Ricky came out and they won a D1 game. And props to them. Props to them.
And they got the monkey off their back because they had lost like 4 times to Racks and Sacks. So I tip my hat to them.
Definitely. Going back down to D4, HK4 took on Indecent Exposure in pretty much the game of the day. I didn't get to see any of it, but 30-29 is a pretty good game.
Indecent, last time they played, it was 1 point.
Was it really?
Yeah, they beat them like 45-44, I think, in the regular season, or 44-43, something like that.
That's nice. Props to Josh getting it done. He's the only higher seed to win his playoff game.
So best player in D4 you've never heard of is the guy on Indecent Exposure. I don't even know his name, but he is so good.
What does he look like?
The black guy. He gets like 3-4 touchdowns a game.
He's so good. Very good.
And I don't even know his name, but we've given him MVP trophy before, and he is that good. Like, if I were, you have to like double that guy almost. Yeah, he's that good.
Definitely. Well, he might be the best player remaining in D4.
Oh, he's easily the best player in D4 right now. No. He's the best player, even if everybody's playing.
Sam's still playing, so Strikers have that going for him. And then Tight End Zones beat Home Tech. Home Tech, again, I apologize for all the crap I've given you throughout the season. You finished real strong, and it's obviously a matchup between two very like teams.
No Steve Kenzie.
Was that what happened?
Yeah, Steve Kenzie actually played quarterback for him like near the end of the season, and they were really scoring
some points.
Yeah,
that's when they started
rolling. Kenzie was missing. I think they were missing another guy. They were really short.
Missing your quarterback always hurts. So there's no reason to hang your head on that one, you know.
No.
So shout out to Tight End Zones for moving on as well. And I believe that is everything from 1 o'clock, so let's get to the
we're humming now.
Yeah, I'm just getting through this now.
4th of July fun!
Tommy Hughes scores 32 in the Cutting Stunts with 34. Hope and Ruin put up 38 with the win.
Don't
come from behind
head.
Scores 21. Maddie's Angles scores 43.
Maddie's Angles.
And then the Vandalay Industries with 29. All We Do Is Quinn scores 37. Hung Buffalo with 21.
Now, I had heard that even though Maddie's came out and beat Vandalay anyway, I heard from Dave Walter that they basically forfeit anyway. Like, I heard that they didn't have enough.
They didn't have enough girls.
Because I only saw one of the Issas there. I think Melissa was there.
And they found that out like 10 minutes before the game.
Yeah, just all of a sudden they had to forfeit. But, I mean, I guess they let them play the game anyway since we have a score down here. But, I mean, the Angels can fly. We know that. And when you're playing a team that is basically like Dave and Shinta, and that's Topper. About it. Yeah, Topper.
Topper did have a pick one.
A pick one. That's yeah. Amazing. I'm so glad you told me about that. That's making my day right now.
Pick one.
But yeah, I mean, we earlier touched on how knowledge can overcome athleticism, but sometimes when the athleticism gap is too much, it doesn't really matter, and that's probably what we saw right here. But shout out to Vandalay. They did have a pretty good season, just ended the way that a lot of people's season ends, upset in the playoffs. Come From Behind came out and played Hope and Ruin.
Shock of the century.
Did they not have...
I don't know, but that's a good football team that should have won D5.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened. Hope and Ruin,
all the girls were hurt.
Yeah, that's amazing that they came back and they didn't even just beat them. Yeah, they beat them pretty bad. So, was Paul Avola there?
No, if he was there, they would have scored 90.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. So.
And talking about quarterbacks who can throw up 90, Joey freaking Bats, come on.
I knew you wanted
to. Are you serious? Did that just happen?
It did happen.
Molly Morgan, you were there. Tell us a little bit more about it.
It was easy. Good for the girls.
Yeah.
And I played against them.
Nice drop in, Molly Morgan. Wait to tell us about the game.
Molly's here.
Okay, I know. I'm like napping in the corner. It was great. Super great game. Really, really close. We had all our girls except for Sarah, so we had our full team, basically, which was nice, because the past couple of weeks we've been just kind of having issues with people having to go to, like, weddings and stuff and not being able to play, so, yeah.
Was there any doubt in your mind? There were 2 minutes to go, and I'll set the stage for you. 2 minutes to go, down by 7. You know, Joey Bats could have scored 6 and gone for conversion. No, he says, I'm going to go for 8 and win this game right here.
Did you go for 6 and get a conversion? What the fuck
was there ever any doubt in your mind that he was not going to score there?
No, he's so confident. Bunch like, I knew
so we were confident.
Gonna, he was so confident. I knew he was going to score. Like, there's
so did I.
Man, I was standing next to you on the sideline watching that last drive.
Asshole.
And you could tell, like, they gotten down the field to I want to say around the, what was it, like
the it was like the 1.1 and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could just tell that he was going to just key in on Crystal, unfortunately, because we kind of, we kind of went man, and it was 5-0.
It was 5 across.
5 across. 5 across. 5-0. All you had to do was stop it, and Crystal's playing probably near the back of the end zone. So Brandy Clark, it was Brandy, right?
It was one of the Clarks. I don't know.
Brandy just runs and immediately crosses the goal line and just stops. And as soon as she turned, like, Joey had to see that. And he just threw it right to the corner.
He threw it so hard he almost knocked her over.
Basically, yeah. I think she did knock her over.
They had to call it. They had to check.
They had to check. She almost dropped
the ball. Because she dropped the ball after she landed. But it was pressure. That was good. Good play.
Calvin Johnson.
And then I believe she was the same one.
No, it was Brittany at the end. Yeah.
Talk about keying on people. Obviously, what they're talking about is 32 seconds to go. Ball's on about 15 or so. Tommy Hughes shocks the world and throws a ball.
We talked about this before.
Yeah. Come on, Jordan. What do you got, bud? I know you want to just go off on it.
No, I'm not going to go off on it. But I'm pretty sure that the Tommy Hughes experience is dead.
It might be.
Oh, talking about dead, let's be honest. Sarah Hunt, one of the nicer girls in the league, basically just flipped both the gooses up and said, I'm out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, she said, Hughes, I'm out.
I get it, but all right. I'm sorry to Sarah, but like sometimes it's just you need to switch something. Like Sarah was playing really well rushing Joey, but she just couldn't catch him. So on the last drive there, it was like, well, let's get Misty in there because she's significantly faster, and that'll put Joey under more pressure. Obviously, it doesn't matter if you're just going to hand him a touchdown anyway, like we just talked about. But
you could have rushed 6 girls on Joey. Bet you weren't getting them. I mean, really, your whole team could have just rushed him and left everybody open. It wasn't going to matter. He's that good.
But, I mean, the idea was the strategic play of getting the faster rusher in there, and usually it wouldn't matter because we would have had the plan would have been to have, like, Rachel Parker rushing her like we would want. But, of course, she had 2 other games that she chose to play instead, which is a bummer, but it is what it is. So we just tried to get the speed out there, and it wasn't meant to be personal, but she took it that way.
It's not meant to be.
It is what it is. I mean,
well,
I'm sorry, but at the same time, like, it was the
somebody's
smart
ego
play.
Got a little bit too big.
Yeah. But let's be honest, next week it's girl-on-girl warfare, isn't it?
Yeah, we're playing.
We got the Angels against
the Stunts.
That's
not even football.
Just got the text.
It is on.
We're playing Maddie's, yeah.
And I assume Joey Bats is like, quarterback. You are not letting Drew play, are you?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you
no,
tell Drew
no.
to go get another tattoo.
How unfair is it that
go get Alanis Morissette in his ass or something?
Drew, I think Drew said that he didn't even want to play next week. He was like, no, have Joey play. Like,
Joey's a much better quarterback.
So good.
Even though you're being you right now, I don't have time for that, but... I mean, it's almost unfair that like you get to bring your backup quarterback in, and he's actually better than your quarterback. Yeah. Then again, maybe we have that problem, too.
Maybe the best ever.
I love Jeff.
It was great. I applauded it.
Then
thanks, Gordon.
Before we move on from the games, let's talk about the only one we didn't mention. All we do is Quinn came in against Hung Buffalo, and they did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they won pretty comfortably.
They're probably going to win 5.
Yeah, at this point, you would have to assume that they're going to go in and beat Who's they playing? Oh, they're playing Hope and Ruin. So they should beat Hope and Ruin.
Well, let me tell you something. Hope and Ruin has their number. They stole the D6 title from them in We Didn't Call a Girl in Time Gate. That was like three seasons ago.
I remember that.
Then they Hope and Ruin used Ramirez as a sub at the end of the season. Hope and Ruin beat him again. If there's ever... All we do as Quinn is fearing this game. I'm telling you, they don't care about the finals. It's the semis that they're pissing their pants right now. They don't want Hope and Ruin.
Especially if they're looking ahead. We'll walk over these guys. Hope and Ruin has their number. So that's cool. So we can potentially have another girl team championship, which is something I think we'd want.
I hope all we do is Quinn plays Joey Bats. Like, I hope Joey Bats wins.
I kind of hope Maddie's Angels wins the title, and then Ace just shows up and challenges them right there. That's what
that would be.
Can
pretty
we set
cool.
that up?
It'll I be would like, be okay with
the
that.
The 3 o'clock game will be that.
That would be awesome.
Can you set that up anyway?
I could call Ronnie Kane and see what happens.
Just Ace show up and
demand to play him in the parking lot.
Yes, that'd be the best. So that was football.
Yay!
It was fun. We have a lot of matchups next week that'll actually be quite entertaining. I'd say. Len, you guys are playing. Who are you playing again?
Eyes Downtown.
That's always fun.
That's a war.
Yeah, that right there is a war.
New gods and marketing majors hate each other. So you want to talk about like you couldn't ask for two better games.
Yeah,
when you win the D1 title this year, you will have earned it.
So who do you? I mean, you will never pick Public Enemy because you will never do that. Who do you think is going to win the D1 championship?
I'm only going to tell you that the four best teams are playing on Saturday, and that's all.
Oh, you're going to say you don't want to put your. So you won't even pick the Marketing Mayor's New Gods game?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I think the four best teams are playing, and anything can happen.
So you and Ramir have your like new best friendship thing going on. If you
guys are getting along great,
if you guys
days.
Meet in the finals, though, does that just go away?
No, are you kidding me? Ramir and I are great. No, I don't care anymore. If I win the title, great. If I don't, I'm going to shake the hand of the guy who wins it. Doesn't matter to me.
I'm going to go with Marketing Mayors in that game.
Yeah, but they don't have Dalecki. So that's if they had Dalecki, I bet you I would take them.
They have that new kid though?
Yeah, but he's not. Nobody's there.
Well, Dalecki. I know he's not like he's not the same as Dalecki.
Eric Dalecki might be the best player.
You know what? It comes down to Ricky's arm.
Yeah,
legitimately.
Good Ricky or bad Ricky?
Yeah. Four great teams are going to be playing on Saturday, and whoever wins it when the dust settles is going to deserve it.
Now, do you prefer playing the 10 and 11 games as opposed to... I remember we used to end with the D1 championship.
No.
I think this is better this
year. I've been involved in more D1 title games in this league than almost anybody, and it sucks playing at 3 o'clock in the sun.
Because you just got to wait it out.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, usually, especially now with the girls' teams and stuff, you don't want them playing.
It's not fun. You want to get it right out of the way. Yeah, it's kind of like anticlimactic. We're going to have the D6 title. Like but I don't care. I want to get it over with.
Why not? Why play back to back? Why not put a space in between?
Honestly, I don't know because with so many people playing in so many teams, Topper figured that was the way to do it.
That makes sense
because you never know.
Well, that's gonna be squashed next year, so we're good.
It's not gonna matter next week. Yeah, if I win.
If I win.
Yeah, if you want me to win, then vote hashtag Lenny at.
I forgot we were
Topper Sports.
I forgot we were gonna do that.
662 Top. Were your opinion?
Matters. No, we're using that for American Emily.
Yeah,
American Emily.
And by the way, Molly Morgan, you're here. If you want to be our new Emily, once we're done with the Molly Morgan Invitational, we're gonna have American Emily, and we're gonna find probably the top 8 to 10 girls. They're gonna be sitting actually in the seat I'm sitting in right now.
Maybe even in the
all corner, in that same seat, all on top.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them. All right,
tell
all
me what
once.
You want for Christmas while we're here. But no, you can pick American Emily, and we don't know if Emily's coming back. And if she wants to come back, she can come back.
She was going to be here today, but Coach Jay is doing a triathlon.
He's doing Coach Day stuff, and that's fine. Coach Jay's got stuff to do good.
It's fine. Stupid athletic people. D3 games has, like we said, Bullet Club meets Morningwood, A&A meets Mix. Who do you guys got in that? I'm
you
a little biased.
Over D2.
No, you see, D1 is playing at the same time as D3.
Yeah,
so
he's doing the schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... I mean, I'm biased. Gordon, I assume you're biased. Lenny, you're kind of like...
Well, let me ask you this. Let's start at the beginning. Who's showing up for Bullet Club? Because is it the team that showed up Saturday?
Well, here's the question beyond that. What team is Rachel Parker playing for?
Well, she gets to pick two, and that's it.
Well, she can't. The two teams she picked this week...
Morningwood and A&A play at the same time.
They play at the same time.
She can pick whoever she wants. She probably picks Morningwood.
I don't think A&A... Yeah, she's going to pick Morningwood.
A&A
doesn't need her this week because Casey's back. They only needed her because Casey was on vacation the last 2 weeks. Yeah. So I don't think they're...
And who shows up for A&A? That's going to be another question. Like, okay, they all showed up last week. Are they all showing up this week?
Yeah, they're not very consistent. Yeah.
Not at all.
I have a feeling they'll...
I think they'll be there for playoffs. Yeah, you can just...
It's a shame. I hate to say this, and I'm just going to throw this out there. It's a shame that Jeff Easton is not playing Saturday because I think if Jeff Easton's playing, Bullet Club takes this running away.
I agree with you there.
Or even showing up. He should just show up and support the team.
Yeah,
I mean, if he can't walk or drive, I get it. But he can answer a text sometime. That'd be cool.
But I'm telling you, Morningwood is going to give Bullet Club a better game than you think they are. That team was good.
When we played them, they were athletic, and they had everybody but the quarterback that time.
The quarterback's got to stop dancing, though.
Well, they didn't have him the time we played them. So that was like their worst problem.
Whoever your best guy is, put him on Wilburn.
And because that was the game that Zach Newberry got cleated, and we had to go over the metal spike rules again.
Find Wilburn. Whoever, if it's Griffin, whoever it is, put your best guy on Wilburn and worry, let everything else work itself out.
We'll figure that out. That'll be fun. So then D2 has Hootie and the Brofish playing. It doesn't matter because it's they're the going to just matter. Beat the crap out of everybody. So
it's,
like, Molly, you're there. Yeah. Tell me how much you're going to win by.
Who's on Hootie and the Brofish?
Molly.
Me.
And who else?
Mary Poppins.
Bro. Nicole, Lindsay, I don't know if you do know these
Lindsay
people.
Is like the freaking Amazon from hell.
Like
she's
the best
so good.
Person ever.
Yeah, she is so good.
Eric, Clockwork. Sal, Mark, James,
so tight ends,
Derek.
Tight ends light, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they're sticky brofish.
You know, who would win in a game? I'm just going to throw this out there because we know what he's already asked that. If Hootie and the Brofish played tight ends in motion without Clockwork,
done that before.
Who would win that game?
Well, do you get to clone Kleckler?
Well, let's say Kleckler can play for both. It's like Madden.
I mean, so to be fair, no, you know what? Because based on when we had Kleckler here last week, he did say he would, if like when we move them up because we're going to, then
he's staying with Hootie.
He's going to leave tight ends. Because he doesn't, because when it comes down to it, it's friends versus family, and he's not.
Who's the quarterback for Hootie?
Bro. His brother, Eric's brother.
He's pretty decent.
Yeah.
He's very mobile.
He can sling it for sure.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like the tight ends Hootie game would be actually pretty sweet.
It'd be really sweet.
And they'll be.
My Morgan, who wins that game?
Yeah, who's going to win that game?
Hootie.
Okay.
Are you just saying that because you're on it?
Yeah.
That's fun, though. So that'll be fun. Unfortunately, I mean, unless there's Joey Bat's magic coming on for you.
No, that's going to be a very good game, replacements against Gryffindor, but whoever wins that game is going to be sacrificed to the Wolves because it's not going to be pretty.
It's not even
419
fair.
Points.
Yeah, man, they just.
They're crushing everybody.
I mean, D2 was a joke for the
I see
most
them beating
part.
DMX by 30.
Not that the people who played every week are a joke, but like. Just how D2 worked out this season kind of sucked, and that's on nobody's fault, but just the way we moved teams up and teams didn't show, like we said before. That moves us to D4, where Indecent Exposure Shredders and Uncle Rico's Buffalo Solar. That's some fun matchups. You're all in the Uncle Rico's bandwagon, right?
Yeah, they're going to dust ARP, BSS. They'll dust them. And that's going to be a good game, Shredders and Indecent. But I don't know if Shredders has an answer for the guy on Indecent Exposure. And Indecent Exposure better find out, like, their guy who can run better run with Sam. Because, like, you've got to stop Sam to stop them.
That's basically what it is at this point. So that's cool. I like Uncle Rico's in the Buffalo Solar match, and I guess I would like them against whoever survives in Decent Exposure.
It's going to be a decent exposure.
Because that's the one thing, too, is if Uncle Rico's is coasting, they're going to be fresher for that final game if the other two teams are just beating the crap out of each other. So whoever survives just gets, like you said, fed to the Wolves. D6 has Dilly Dilly tight end zones, Practice Squad, Salino. Do you see Dilly Dilly losing? Because I think they're just underseeded.
Practice Squad will give them a game, but
underseeded isn't what I meant to say. They should be in a higher division, so I'm trying to mumble out.
They're going to be Practice Squad probably by 8 to 10, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And then D5, Maddie's takes on Cunning Stunts, and Quinn takes on Hope and Ruin. We kind of touched on that already. I think that'll be very, very, I think that's going to be super, that's going to be the most interesting division yet again. Because I think either team can win. I think any four of those teams can win. You don't think so? You don't like that. You don't like that. What happens?
I don't know if I'm buying Hope and Ruin.
You literally just told me why
that,
I should buy Hope
not,
and Ruin against
just,
Quinn.
I'm just. I don't know.
So you're not. So you would actually. So you're basically saying you think Hope and Ruin could beat Quinn, but if they play a girls team, it's a wrap.
Well, what I'm saying is, how awesome of a story would it be if Joey Bats brings Cunning Stunts to the title, and then Gryffindor shocks the world? Like, does Joey Bats go back-to-back league MVP?
No, because I won't vote for him.
Even if he makes the finals in both? Like, what does Joey Bats have to do to go back-to-back league MVP? Does he have to make both finals, and that's it?
No, he would have to win both.
Are you sure, though?
But who else? Here's the other question. Who's the other candidates?
Well, honestly, who is? Because he's in the league all by himself. So who do we find that's even going to take him out in a competition?
Gordon, can you kill Joey Bats?
And
that's the next step. I mean, I already took the mic away from him.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty awesome, by the way.
So, Gordon, Leonard and I went to breakfast today, and we were talking about things we should do for the league, and maybe
this is a great idea.
More fun. So we're wondering if you'd be interested in this, because you do have a certain anger to you. What if we gave you your own article on the website that you could update weekly? No. It will be called Gordon's Gripes. Time you see somebody do something dumb or something makes you mad, you immediately go to your website.
Is this like the Homer Simpson?
Kind of. You mean Peter Griffin really grinds my gears?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going for.
As long as somebody spell checks, I'm in.
Yeah.
Deal.
I already
have to rewrite the Godfather's article. I'll do it.
Words are not my thing, but I'm in.
You send me the article and I'll do what I got to
so
do and set it up.
Every time a ref doesn't know the rules or somebody does just something dumb and you want to bitch about it, you get to do that every week.
Could we give him like a I don't know, could you cut audio on your phone for like 3 minutes and just rant about shit and then we'll just put it
just
on the podcast?
Yell a whole bunch.
That could be our closing
God,
every week.
Did his brother ever make our YouTube channel? We could do that too.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be fun. So you're into that idea?
I'm in. I can do this. I'll give you a test sample this coming weekend.
Yes. Nice. Yes, Gordon's great.
That's it. If you feel, just go after it.
Now, Gordon, going back, as we circle back to the mini golf idea, how good do you think your brother is at mini golf?
Well,
like, are cusses really good? Cussai? I don't know how to say that. What, cussai? Cusses. Are you guys talented at miniature golfs?
I would think so, that we're okay. I mean, he's going against B's brother.
Yeah, that's why I'm concerned.
And random.
God, random is going to be best.
Yeah, but while normal people are living their
random
lives, what if B's brother's
random
playing mini golf?
Molly scores some of randoms.
B's brother's not.
Yeah, what if he is?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, what? Normal people are living their lives.
Are
maybe he's at putt-putt.
He probably lives in the cave there.
Him? Like, you take him every day?
You never know.
Actually, you
I
never,
might.
Actually,
I might. This thing might have gone for 30
you
days.
Honestly, you never know. So
I'm not going to let this happen for a month, so I have 30 days to work with B's brother.
All right. Well, we're getting long here, but that's not surprising because we had to make up for all that time when Gordon was being late. So
I apologize.
That'll bring us to MVP LVPs. Gordon, we'll start with you because we just kind of go around the couch. You want me to come back? You need time.
Start over there.
Lenny, no. Come on. Don't start.
It doesn't matter. I already know who wants to start. Lenny, tell me about your MVP LVPs for the day.
You know, I always have a couple. MVP, I got two. I got a fun one and I got a serious one. So many times people in this league have been chastised for driving out of the Rose Garden. They've been chastised for getting too drunk to do things. Well, let me tell you a little story about a female in our league who on Saturday had a bunch to drink. She went and did her stuff. We thought she was going to bail on a podcast. And guess what? She not only got Uber, she did not bail, and she is here. And then when she got here, she hit a home run and agreed to the Molly Morgan Invitational. So my first MVP is Molly Morgan. Fist bump.
Thanks.
For the record, that's okay. The serious one, not the fun one.
Yeah. Well, no, honestly, my serious one, I got to be honest with you. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be involved in this league, but I got to tell you something. There is no more joy I have in this league than watching Chris Cole play football.
Yeah.
And you know what? I once again, tip my hats to a great tight ends in motion team, but you could tell early on that Chris Cole, when he is dialed in, is literally unstoppable. And what a treat. So he gets an MVP, not just for just being a great quarterback, but a great leader. Like I said, at half, they got a bomb on us, and normal teams would have started to get a little nervous. Chris Cole's like, guys, we've done this a million times. We're going to go do it again, and that's what we did. So Chris Cole gets my MVP. My LVPs are easy. My first one goes to anybody on XTC not named Tommy Hughes. Tommy Hughes was screaming, man them, man them, man them, and XTC sat back in this soft-ass zone, and you reap what you sow and you get what you deserve. Well, guess what? You get what you deserve. You lost because you didn't use your brains. And lastly, my last LVP actually is a member of XTC, and his name is Stegmeyer. Stegmeyer, when you were playing softball and Scott Keller's up to bat and it is 0-2, you do not jam that man. And he jammed him, and he fouled out, and I'm not happy about it, neither is Scott Keller. And you're not going to get to marry his daughter or sister because of that. So way to go, Stegmeyer. He's my LVP. Back to you, Joe.
All right.
This is great.
Molly, who do you got for MVPs and LVPs?
MVP, I'm going to go Joey. He just stepped in for us, and he played a great game, and hopefully we can do the same thing next week. LVP, I'll probably do Drew, because, don't show up at the field.
He can get multiple MVPs. That's okay.
Yeah, you can give him multiple.
Yeah.
I still love that he missed Topper's game and then still showed up at the
field
anyway.
And they lost, so.
That's rough.
Yeah.
All right, Gord. What do you got for MVP, LVP, buddy?
I couldn't think of an LVP. I had three MVPs.
three MVPs?
I did, but I mean, two of them are twins. The Clark sisters.
Okay.
Again, I apologize. I can't tell them apart.
Well, they look so goddamn the same.
One of them had the game-winning touchdown, and then one of them swatted the ball out of Chris Cole's hands.
Brandy was the touchdown, which is great. Well, Brittany was
let's
the
not
swatter.
Forget, we didn't mention this part, that ended up, we only lost by two, and James T. Hearn had a two-point conversion in his hands that Brittany came out across and just smacked it right out of its hands.
Yeah, there you go. So the Clark sisters.
That would have been the tie there. So,
Other MVP, Josie. Good,
yeah.
Good for
yeah,
the win.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Jay-Z had a big
That's
big,
a good game.
And happy birthday.
Birthday, too. LVP, I couldn't think of anybody. I didn't really pay attention to a lot of games.
That's fine. No big deal. Who's your LVP on your own team? Just make fun of me. I don't care.
On our own team? Oh, if I'm going to go LVP, I'm going Tommy Hughes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're super mad at him anyway.
So whatever.
So whatever.
So whatever. All right, so then Jim, do you have anything to add? Nah, you're looking like you're just ready.
Wait, wake him up. Is he still here? Are you good?
Jim's good.
I've been sleeping since the Bullet Club rundown.
What? Wait, we didn't even talk about the
I didn't even do much with it, so you can't even give me that credit.
Not at all. So when is this Molly Morgan Invitational happening?
TBD. Very quickly, though.
I got to do
I don't want you. If you get a boyfriend, it is still on. We can do, I know that, right?
I'll call my brother. We can do this afternoon.
Well, we need some time to prepare.
I'm ready.
We got to bring Beast Brother back from Georgia.
Georgia? What, did he hitchhike there?
Okay, what is that?
It's just fireworks.
Those are fireworks. It's the 4th of July.
Oh, I had a whole theme,
Molly. LVP. I didn't really get to my MVP LVPs. My first LVPs, I mean, first overall seeds. Because you went through the whole season, got all cocky, and playoffs show up, and yeah, it's exactly, lay an egg. Third and schlong, you lost. Topper, you lost. Regardless if Drew kind of screwed you guys, it still happened. You still should have won that game, and you know it. And who was the other one seed that lost? I can't
remember.
The
Tommy Hughes experience?
Oh, yeah. There you go. The Tommy Hughes experience. So there you go on that. So MVP, pretty much just, like I said, the day was great. So I'm kind of giving it to like everybody for making football what it needs to be. Like, it needs to be perfect weather, drinking a little bit with friends. Nobody's fighting. Nobody's being an idiot. We just had a great time. It was just a great day of football around. And special shout out for MVP. I'm going to give it to Ferger because I love that guy.
Okay. And good luck today.
And that's what I'm saying. So Ferger still hung out with us, still bought shots for people. Also MVP Lenny because he did shots, and I love him. Lenny,
you did shots?
I did.
And he bought Dave like 30 of them. But shout out to Ferger because he is on his way.
He's in Indiana about to try to qualify
for the PBA.
Yes. Wow, good
Ferger's a fantastic bowler.
Oh, no way. I never knew that.
So, because like I told him, I said...
Awesome. He might be on TV this afternoon, actually.
He might be.
Really?
If he bowls well enough, he could be on TV. So, like, Ferger's doing that.
I never knew that.
That's why he's my MVP right now.
I do have one other caveat, and I would like to speak to Lenny about this.
That's fine. I'll casually...
What? This is strictly for championship weekend. Mm-hmm. If we could get some sort of invitational... For teams that are out or didn't make it, teams.
Gord, you say
and
that
people
but
at the bar
actually,
for that weekend.
Topper actually sent out an email a week ago asking teams.
It's
to
the
play
Patrick J. McGovern Memorial Tournament, though he isn't dead yet.
That's actually a thing, but a lot of teams didn't accept the invitation.
They didn't. We've tried that, and we were going to get a Stanley Cup like trophy
because that was actually a thing that happened, and he was playing.
I was going to draw a picture, and that was
not
gonna be in
interest.
The trophy itself.
Really,
I haven't drawn since
that's
the incident.
Spectacular by itself.
Quite a few teams just they didn't expect to be playing, so they just had stuff to do because summer.
You know,
so if they'd have known ahead of time that it was going to be a thing, then
just because we'll see. I mean, it's fun and all, and you're going to win the championship, but there's quite a few less teams.
There is.
Agree, Gordon. Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Well, we're winding down because we've been just doing this for a while. Gordon, you were late, so we're going to do final thoughts, and you can give us your final thoughts on anything. I mean, I don't know if there's anything you really wanted to say in the beginning if you would have been here on time. So
probably not. I'm going to go with.
You can talk about your team that you're going to start?
Oh, yes. That's another thing. There's a thought process that me and Joe...
Now, mind you, I'm just told that I'm doing things.
Yes,
that's how we work
this.
Here.
That we possibly might be making a girls team.
Yep.
In D6.
Gordy's Gales, something like
something.
That.
Something. We don't have a name. This is in baby steps. So
Gordon's
Gripes
is
a different
that's
thing.
The,
can we
that's
trademark
the,
it all?
We can trademark everything.
Let's just start a whole
Any
trademark.
Any G word will just be...
Go under the Great Babe Inc.
The umbrella
corporation that I have. So I might be starting a girls team where I and or Joe will be quarterback.
It's mainly going to be him, but then like when the military takes him away for 7 weeks, I get to do it.
And I'm looking to it's just going to be a fun team, lots of drinking, and going from there. Yeah. So any women out there that might be interested.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I mean, I understand. I just whatever.
Well, because you're the only woman in the room, so if you're interested,
so,
you never know. I mean,
again,
his brother
baby
might
steps.
Show up, so we'll figure that part out. Lenny, well, actually, no, Lenny's more important. So, Molly, we're gonna go with you.
Oh, don't do that. She won an MVP. She's way more important. Yeah. We don't want her getting out of the Invitational.
She won an MVP for Ubering, but I had to hide her keys. To be fair.
You did not.
I definitely had your keys and gave them to you before you got in the Uber, and you don't even remember it. That's why you shouldn't have been
definitely.
Driving.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I don't remember. You did not have my keys.
Yes,
yeah,
I
you
did,
don't
cause
know
I,
shit.
Because I unsnapped the lanyard and you freaked out about
it.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, where's the rest of my lanyard?
It was misdirection the whole time.
I do remember that. Okay. I don't really have any final thoughts, I guess. Like Joe K was saying yesterday, it was just a lot of fun. It was a great day. I realized this morning that I left my table at the Rose Garden, so I'm either going to have to go back and get that or just let them keep it.
This should just be there anyway, honestly.
Yeah.
You say table?
Yeah.
They brought a table. Like a, people played some flip cup and stuff, okay. But yeah. it didn't get out of control, and resulted in, again, the murder of potted plants or anything like that.
It was okay, but I left it there, so I guess it's just going to stay there because I'm too lazy to go get it. So,
Lenny, do you want to do the final thought, or should I go?
No, I don't matter.
Lenny, do your final thought, though.
So I got a few. Number one, I think I'm very excited for the D1 final. I think four immensely skilled football teams are going to be battling for a trophy, and whoever wins it's going to deserve it. My second final thought is, actually, I'm going to tell a funny story real quick. As many of you know, our good friend Ramir is known Ron Yonder Parts for his personality, and he's also known as, jokingly, the biggest cock blocker in the history of football. Well, I say this because it's just more a joke than anything else. I was having a conversation with a young lady on Saturday afternoon. I'm not going to say her name. And at one point, Ramir kind of nestled into the middle of us, and she kind of looked at Ramir, and I kind of looked at Ramir, and all of a sudden, he throws his hands up, and he goes, "Oh my God, I'm sorry, I did not mean that. Lenny, I swear to God, I wasn't doing anything." And I just found that kind of comical, because I said, "No, Ramir, you didn't put your hands on the bar and your ass out like he normally does." So, congratulations, Ramir. I thought that was pretty funny. And lastly, I would just like to say that Royal Blue and Mint Foam Green do not match. Okay, back to you.
You fucking issues, Lenny.
What is that about?
Lenny has issues, and that's all you need to know.
No,
this is important to Lenny.
Okay,
and just that's just.
I'm going to wear those colors on Saturday.
You don't even remember the colors he said.
Royal blue and mint foam green
do not match.
Aww, isn't that sea foam green? It doesn't matter. Why are we arguing that?
I'm going to Kohl's right after this.
My final thoughts. I was talking with Emily. And
excuse me.
The one thing we were doing was talking about how much fun we had with Breakfast Club because we made a whole bunch of new friends, which is the main point of Breakfast Club, besides getting your extra game in, if you will. You meet new people. You play football with new people, and that's how you get to know the league, and that's how we get to do a podcast and say, "Oh, this person's cool. We had no idea you should be on it." So Emily and I were talking, and especially if these stricter sub-rules go down, we were talking with you, too. You were there. And Emily and I decided that we should have Breakfast Club in the fall. And that's when we named ourselves co-commissioners of Breakfast Club, and Lenny approved it, kind of.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with that.
So we're not 100% sure yet, because obviously we have to talk to Topper and stuff, but we're going to push for Breakfast Club in the fall,
hey,
just so that we can do
so
it.
Fun.
That way we can continue having...
Are you going to call it Supper Club or something and do it at 4?
Yeah, but that's dumb. Mm. People are not going to want to stay. They barely want to show up early, so I think we'll be better off early. But we'll work out the details, but the plan is to do that, and hopefully, like I said... have another game to play, have another reason to meet more
suggestion
people.
Off of that, maybe you should promote that this weekend.
Yeah.
Let other people, because
people
don't really know about it.
Are you
until
really, like, I mean, you know that the podcast is like the first step to promoting things.
Yes.
Like, literally what I'm doing right now is promoting it.
But how many, and nothing against that, but how many people actually listen to the podcast? I mean, not the whole league does not listen to the podcast.
Lenny suggests that we have like 400 to 500 people that listen to this podcast.
No, I say 200 to 300, if I had to guess.
My bad. So,
well, there's 500 to 600 people in the league.
We know. I had three people I didn't even know walk up to me on Saturday and say, "Hey, I love your voice. You're awesome at one-liners." And I'm like, thank
are
you.
They sure,
I didn't even know who they were.
So, you're awesome at one-liners.
So, Joe,
are they sure you want to talk about me?
Make a flyer. And then hand it out.
Do you want to be head of the flyer committee?
Yeah, no. I think you should make Bee's brother.
Bee's brother's in Georgia, so I guess it's you.
Bee's brother's back.
Have Lenny draw a picture about Breakfast Club, and then
drawn it such a long time.
Have Gordon's brother make the flyers.
Why Gordon's
brother?
Maybe
that can be his.
It'll just be his shirt off.
That's how he has to.
Is Molly Morgan tipping her hand?
Yes,
definitely tipping her hand. She's tipping her hand while handing a tip.
Do you want Gordon's brother to win the Molly Morgan Invitational?
Who wouldn't?
I think he already won.
Do you want Gordon's brother to win?
Huh? No, I want Bee's brother to win.
Okay, good. Fist bump.
No.
That was the right answer, and that's why you're his MVP
all lies.
For the day. But again, fun was had by all. Does anybody...
That was the line of the day, by the way. And he didn't even say a word.
Jimmy woke up.
Jimmy just made the 1 foot sign for anybody that's wondering.
Got it.
Thank you, Jimmy. Fantastic.
So there was no disagreement there.
So, fun was had by all, and fun will be had by all. Because
what?
Molly,
I totally missed what just happened.
Exactly,
Jimmy was making an insinuation when you said, "I hope Bee's brother wins." And Jimmy was making the insinuation that he's hung like a horse. He went like this.
I didn't see him do that.
Like, we're trying to not talk about penises anymore after Joey Bats ruined it for everybody.
Sorry.
So, whatever. Fun was had by all. Like I said, playoffs are going to be fun as people do. What do you call it? The chase for co-ed social football immortality, improving who are the best, you know, co-ed football players in all of Western New York at this point. It's going to be fun. I already checked. It's not supposed to rain because historically championship day usually is just pouring and just always ruins everything. But allegedly there's no precipitation coming, but it will rain during the week. So the field may or may not be concrete and it'll be fun. And tempers will probably flare, especially if Bullet Club meets A&A.
Please let them meet.
It'll be fun.
Why would you say that,
Joe? Because I want to see you. Because, I want to see you and Maddie at the coin flip.
Because Gordon's gripes. So, all right. I am Sean Michaels. That is my Diesel Gordon Cuz. Thank you for making it almost on time.
Sorry, I apologize again.
My Paul Heyman, Leonard Alba, thank you. And
Molly, thanks for not sleeping through this.
She did great. And no, she did a lot. Because of the Molly Morgan Invitational, she did more than enough today.
Our goal coming in was to get her to talk, and she did.
And she talked a whole
bunch. I can't wait to tell my brother about this.
Yeah, I know. That's personally my favorite thing, too, because he's going to be all about
it. Just wait till you hear the start of the show.
All righty. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jim, for coming in on the Sunday.
Staying awake.
Yeah, you did a great job today.
Yeah, Jim said more than I did.
I'm so jealous of your shirt. You have no idea.
Well, I appreciate that. We worked till about 1 in the morning. I got home at 2, I think.
And then you came in at 11 for a podcast.
I was thinking about you when I was late. I figured you needed the extra time to rest.
I appreciate you.
Because, you know, we did final thoughts, right? We got to go now.
Shut up.
Goodbye.
I love you guys.
Why do you think your team's okay?
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Well, don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug. And then we're gonna give him a best friend hug. Doug, 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 Doug. But if he's been murdered by crystal meth tweakers, well then we're shit out of luck.